Okay, I'm going to call this meeting back to order, please. All right, so this is the second half of the June 30th.
Don't say that. Just says midnight.
Second portion.
How about that? We're now
okay, so let's go down the... Hey, guys, good work on that. Nicely done, all of us. I do want to point out, I think what I'm going to do for the language of the proposed conduct, I'm going to make that section 12, and I'm going to bump honors down to section 13 on the bylaws, so we'll have a conduct section. I just hate ending the whole bylaws with here's how we kick you out of the tournament. You know what I mean? It's like, that just seems awful. And I like ending with honors. That feels so nice.
Yes,
like a
yes,
cool
yes.
little way to end. Yes. So that's what I'll do is I'll put that in as a new section of conduct. And
so first you tell them how you kick them out, and then you tell them how you honor them.
Right. Yep. That feels better to me. So I'm gonna do that.
Right there.
All right. So the next thing that we need to discuss is let me pull up my orders of the day.
Schedule.
Tournament schedule. All right. So I think Lily, did you have a motion about that?
I'd like to open this part of the discussion by saying, offering, if you'll accept it. What I handed out was last year's schedule, and I have made suggestions based on going through the year with that schedule, what worked and what didn't work. I want to say up front that I have a bias toward public schools and what works for public schools and Common Core standards. So the suggestions I'm going to make have to do with scaffolding and progressing in a logical way through Common Core standards. And I think the only thing I want to ask you, so what I would like to do is propose changes to last year's schedule based on our experience this year, and then we would have a foundation from which to comment.
Okay,
did you've passed that around, right?
I did. And the only thing I want to ask you, which is also listed on the orders of the day, is somebody had suggested, was it? There was a suggestion, I think, made to only go with NASDA events. And before I lay this out, I would like to ask if we could have that discussion. It will affect my presentation.
All right, so that would require a suspension of the rules. So
okay, never mind then.
Just letting you know.
We're good, I can handle it.
Okay.
Okay, so if you look under T1, let's go to pros, is in, scratch out duo and put storytelling.
But this is what you're proposing?
This is what I'm proposing as a basis from which we can talk.
Okay, so we'll put in storytelling?
I won't bore you with my rationale
right now, but
yep. I will respond with rationale if you wish. Third one, informative.
Not expository, informative.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Expository is the one with no problem.
I know, I don't care.
Well, for the first tournament of the year, it'll make sense.
I'm sorry, Lily, you have the floor. So are you asking what the event is that you're proposing here? I think it's expository, I think is what you're trying to propose.
Do you want props or
a 5 minute?
They're both five.
For recruitment purposes, I would love props.
Okay, so that would be informative then.
Okay.
But it's early in the season.
It's really early in the season.
Yeah, our kids can get...
Okay, this is what I'm proposing.
This is what she's proposing. We can talk about
and
it later.
And I'm not saying it's a done deal. And then the next one, OPP out, put in HI. And Stanford Spar, both rookie and open, remains.
Okay.
Now...
We have to change them
into the four. Hang on. This is the proposal. Are you proposing for, do you want to do all of the events?
I want to do all of them.
Let's go down
to
T2.
And then
what do you have for T2?
Okay. T2 is dramatic inter.
Yep.
Original oratory.
Yep.
Duo.
Okay.
Rookie impromptu and open impromptu. And I have nothing for the fourth one that's open right now. Scratch duet acting and put whatever.
Fifth one?
Correct. The fifth event.
Tournament three?
Yes. Termin three, Congress. Oh, actually, I wanted to get HI in the first three tournaments.
You already have
you have HI.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, got it. So Congress, OI.
Declamation.
Declamation, I mean.
I think that we should strike calling it OI, because I think that's confusing. We don't call it OI.
Yeah, that was last season.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just want to make sure that's removed from further materials so that we don't confuse that.
Yep. And then HI? Word.
You took out storytelling before. Maybe you want to put storytelling in there?
She's got storytelling in.
No, that's good. So that one's open.
So creative duo is struck, or you keep it?
No, it's struck.
Okay. So you got an open spot there?
That's correct.
Okay.
And then POI?
Mm-hmm.
And then impromptu.
Okay. And then tournament four?
Tournament four is a strike impromptu, too. There's another open space there. Sorry.
So tournament three, you want to strike impromptu?
Correct.
Okay. Tournament four?
Tournament four is open. Then
so striking HI?
Correct. Okay. Well, HI's in already.
Oh, so you want to keep HI?
No,
HI's in.
I know, but I'm saying for this slot, do you wish to
strike?
Correct.
Okay. Hold on, I'll read it back for clarification in just a minute. Yeah, I want to make sure I understand what's being
proposed.
Okay.
Then poetry.
Yep.
Then scratch Stanford Spar unless we all agree that we want to repeat them again like we did last year.
Okay, so what's your proposal?
Well.
Just striking it?
Okay, put back impromptu into T3 and put back Spar into T4.
Okay, so we keep impromptu in T3 and keeping Spar in T4?
Yes.
And then sight reading?
And sight reading.
Keep sight reading?
Keep sight reading.
Okay, so the proposal on the floor is for tournament one, prose, storytelling, informative, HI, rookie and open spar, T2, DI, OO, duo, rookie and open impromptu, duet acting is empty, so that's an empty spot. Congress, I'm sorry, turn it three, Congress, declamation, empty spot, POI, impromptu, tournament four is empty spot, extemp, poetry, spar, and sight reading.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do I hear a second on this?
Sure, second.
Second. Okay. Does anyone wish to speak about it?
Well,
yeah. Now we discuss about.
Okay, so now can we propose?
Yeah, amend
other ideas,
yes, amendments
for each tournament.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or do I? Or we?
You
only,
amend it.
We can only vote on.
No, you can amend. You vote to amend.
Okay. The first tournament. Okay, I'd like to see DI storytelling, duo interpretation, and prose. For the second tournament, I'd like to see.
Hold on, you're saying DI duo.
Storytelling duo.
Prose.
Wait a second. If we're going to write down,
I think the idea is what she's got is the framework. Now, what you're suggesting is, like for example, you've already got storytelling and prose, and so does she. So that's already there. So what you're tell you to do in order to frame it the right way, you would want to say, I motion to remove HI and put in DI. That would be the motion the amendment that you would want to make. Does that make sense?
You're tweaking hers versus proposing your own.
Yeah.
May I suggest that somebody puts this on that board as we discuss the idea?
Yes.
Mike, do you want to? How's your handwriting? Who's got good handwriting? There we go.
There you go.
I'll
skip down.
Of course, that was only true like 6 hours ago. Now I have no idea.
So, Robert, at this,
can we go one tournament at a time?
Yeah. Sure. Well, why don't we write them all up as they stand, and then we'll go one tournament at a time.
Yes. So, can we put up Tia and we'll talk about that?
Where is?
Hey, here's this. You might need that.
I'm going to need that
eventually.
This one might turn good.
This would be a lot easier to do this one at a time.
While she's doing that, can I talk for a second just on the, because I hear DI and HI in the first tournament. For me, that's easy because I got an interp camp in the summertime and I'm getting everybody prepared and we're already working on pieces. But for public schools, I would think that would be a real challenge to do an interp in that first tournament. Yeah. It seems like a better tournament for impromptu and smaller things like that that more limited prep.
Or even sight reading.
Sight reading, be a good one. Like, that, you know, there's no prep on that. That's basically
why not have the floor anymore?
Yeah, because
Ralph's right. So Ralph, I'm sorry. I was pausing for this, and then he tried to speak about it. You do have the floor.
Okay. You know, so you could really use a tray, right?
But hold on. Ralph has the floor.
Okay. I just want to respond to one tournament at a time, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. HI for the first tournament, I think, would be extremely difficult. I would replace it with DI. We have used DI in the first tournament many times, okay? It's nothing new. Storytelling is perfect for the first tournament. You have to have a duo event. I think it's important to have a duo event. So if you don't have one, I would remove Spar. Prose is something, this would go a lot faster if we can.
Well, go ahead, make your
prose role. Is fine, okay? Informative is fine. T2.
No, hold on. We're doing it one tournament at a time. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
So let's do this one tournament at a time. Does anyone else wish to speak about tournament one events? Ricardo? Sorry.
Yeah, so I think, again, looking at the public school angle, people are barely getting going. They won't have time to have DI or HI normally under normal circumstances, especially those schools that start in September. So I'm thinking that's probably not a good idea, that first part. SPAR is a good idea because that's something that you can do without a lot of preparation. So I would say keep SPAR and then replace HIDI, maybe with something like, I don't know, like sight reading or, I don't know, something that doesn't require that much.
Wait.
Can I respond to?
No, Matthew.
I was going to say, I'm looking at the types of events up here. HIDI and PROS are redundant. That's the thing. I think that if you have a SPAR or impromptu, I would keep expository maybe without the boards, just because it's early in the year for kids. I understand the showcase, but that's where, like for TCFL,
Formative.
We have a demonstration workshop.
Expository.
Yeah, so informative or expos.
Yeah.
Ian, you have the floor.
Yeah, so I say expository for the last slot, then prose, then spar, then storytelling, and for the top one, make that duo.
Okay. I'm good.
Instead of sight reading, duo.
Yeah.
Okay. Ralph, you do have the right to respond at this point? Do you wish to waive your right, or do you wish to speak?
No, this
is your second and final time.
Okay, so it's duo, storytelling, spar, prose, expos.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine.
That works for me.
Lily, you have...
I'm sorry, what was the distinction, rationale between informative and expos? What's the rationale?
Expository.
No visual.
Hold on. I'm sorry. What's the question?
The question is, what is the rationale for replacing informative?
Because it's easier to get an informative speech without VAs time for that in that crunch of time. What date is that?
October.
We haven't set a date.
October.
Early in the year is what you're saying.
Early October.
That answers the question. That was your point of inquiry. Do you have something to say?
I have something to say.
Okay.
That I wanted HI Duo and DI to be early so that the kids can work on it. That we have passionate kids that work on those and know ahead of time that they're bringing them to. So if they start then, they can really work on it during the year. So I like Ian's suggestion, and I honor Ralph's concern that we don't have a duo there. And I'd like to second, second duo at the in the top slot.
Okay, so we're doing...
All right, Ricardo, you have the floor.
Duo.
You
waved your right?
I didn't catch that at all. I agree with Ian's, and I think Ralph agreed with it too. So, and I strongly encourage the expository versus informative, because I don't think kids will have visual aids done within those 3 weeks of school for those entering in September. I think that's unnatural. And then sight reading would be, or duo, I've got fine. Duo's tough too, but at least there's two people working together. I think sight reading would be better because no prep required, but anyway.
Mike?
To make a motion.
I just want to make sure that we've got...
I'm sorry, what's your motion? What's the motion?
My motion is to vote on the slate duo.
Call the previous question? I think the floor is still open for debate, so it's out of order at this time. Mike, you have the floor. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
The only thing is, Nova will be there if there's spar. but we won't be there if there's all the other, you know, other ones up there, actually.
Storytelling.
Yeah, storytelling maybe. But, I really like to make sure that spar is up on the first tournament.
I was going to say, to my mind, for the beginning of the year, spar and impromptu are interchangeable. My concern at the beginning of the year is events that kids can put together easily that's going to get them hooked or they'll want to come back. I think because that's the prose is the easiest of the interp pieces to find material, I think it's harder to do well. I like expos. Spar gives us both limited prep and debate. I think if we keep storytelling and duo there just kind of as it's construed, this works for me as a season opening tournament.
Okay.
The one other thing, sorry, is that for a season opening tournament like this, you have to give a lot of kids awards. If you can recognize kids who are novices, who are rookies, who are brand new at this,
Got it.
Is there anyone else wish to speak about the events that are offered?
Yeah.
Just ask a question because I can't remember. Does Congress go at debate tournaments or at speech?
Debate. Although there is sometimes we'll offer it at a speech tournament as well.
Okay.
Right. So it's a standard at every debate tournament.
Every debate.
Okay.
One or two IE tournaments.
Right. And then champs and state as well. Right.
So,
any other discussion items about the tournament one events? Okay, all those in favor of for tournament one doing duo, storytelling, spar, rookie and open, pros and expository. Say aye.
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 Those opposed. So carries. Now, the next question is, let me just suggest something before we move along. Before we move in to tournament two, should we settle on a date and a host? And what is the order that we should do this in? I do want to point out that our first tournament...
Allison said...
I do want to point out that our first tournament is typically hosted at Jefferson, and it is called the Galbert Warren Invitational, so that might lead us towards leaning towards to Jefferson to host the tournament. So are there any motions on the floor? Rob?
Yes, I
can. I propose October 12th.
October 12th.
Is that okay?
No, not by her. The note she left me was the 19th or the 26th.
I'm good with either of those.
That's Cal.
They're both Fridays.
Yeah. Oh, you're his
I'm sorry. I'm still okay.
Do you have a preference?
So.
No. I wanted to give you guys.
So what is the new date? Are you withdrawing your motion, Ralph?
Yes.
Are you withdrawing your motion?
Well, because 12th is not possible, correct?
Right. I think if you withdraw your motion, she could propose.
So you propose.
So I propose October 19th.
All right. Is there a second? Mike, yours to speak.
I think that's Cal Fullerton, which is 5th through 12th. So I'm going to take my whole team there. And it's Friday. Let's do that one.
Can we do the other one?
We can do the
26th.
No, that's the 13th. I think. 15th is a Friday. Claremont Bargain Belt's the 19th is a Friday.
And let me check the other one.
26th.
So the current motion is to host at Jefferson on October 19th. That was seconded. Does anyone wish to speak to that? All right, so all those in favor of hosting on October 19th at Jefferson, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Nay.
All right, so the motion carries. So it'll be October 19th.
You won't be there.
Sorry, bud.
Oh. I'm pretty sure Fullerton, they moved up, but I couldn't.
I was going to say, I'm not seeing anything on Tavern either.
If we need to readjust dates, we could always revisit this, right?
Okay.
So,
19th or the
26th
are both.
Okay.
So we should keep the 26th open.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to tournament two. I'm calling for the motion that should come from you guys. So is there a motion?
We need a motion on the date.
Yep, we need a motion. What's the next motion?
We did the motion on the date. We just approved the date.
We already did. We have voted on the date.
Okay.
So now.
We have a motion to move on to T2.
All right.
So can we see Lily's list from T2?
I just gave it.
From that?
See it
up here.
Okay, DI.
Hang on. We got a race.
Thank you, Lily. Yes.
You can't read that.
DI, Lily.
Thanks, Allison.
Thank you.
Quitter.
Thank you.
I'm so upset that I'm leaving right now.
I'm sure you are.
Lily, can you?
We're all revisiting.
Allison, could you run out and bring us all the tables?
Okay. D-I-O-O.
Okay,
duo.
So we're moving H-I here. Oh, wait
no,
a minute.
The current motion is duo. That's next. Duo.
No, no.
That's what's on. That's what's on. That's what's been proposed. That's what's been proposed. That's what's been proposed. That's what's been proposed.
We'll change it. Relax.
We'll change it. Impromptu, both rookie and open. And the following slot is blank. Okay. So, is that seconded?
Second. I'd like to. All right.
So open discussion about. Okay. Open discussion about tournament two. Now we can change it, guys.
Oh,
right. Come on, we're not voting on it yet. We're doing this.
So now we're going to discuss.
Trust in your president, man. Your chair's got it. All right, go ahead.
Don't say trust in your president.
Believe me. Believe
go ahead, Ralph. Right. Ralph has the floor.
It's going to be great.
Hey, we're getting punchy, but let's stay in order.
Okay, impromptu is fine. OO is fine. How about, since we did duo interpretation on the first, if we're going to do another duo, we do duo that duet acting.
Okay.
I would say creative duo.
I'm sorry, you mean original duo?
Yeah.
Duo.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what I would do original duo.
Me too.
And not leave that for the third tournament.
Okay. Well, I mean, the motion is coming from Ralph. So, Ralph, you have the right to propose what you'd
kill
like.
Kill it, Ralph.
You threw it out there.
Kill it, Ralph.
So, what would you like?
Wreck it, Ralph.
I think that, well, Wreck it, Ralph does. It works for me too. Yeah, my kids do that too. Okay. Okay, it was over my shoulder, original duo. That's fine with me.
Oh. Original duo is fine. That's a friendly amendment. Is there any other motions, any other additions that you want to have, Ralph?
Well, we're going to need that.
Obviously, but that could come from other people.
More? We need one more.
It can come from some other people. I'm just wondering, is that fine with you, Ralph, as it stands?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
Lily, you have the floor.
Yes, I want to honor the suggestion, even though it's out of order in the agenda. That several people requested that we only do NASDA, and it feels like right now is the time to take that up before we build the schedule with non-NASDA events. I don't know how popular it was or who suggested it. I just know that several people suggested it.
I think the motion was, or the idea was floated, I know it was floated from Flint Ridge and...
Nicole Dalton?
Nicole, thank you. Blank on
her. I'm sorry.
So, I think Nicole had sent in something about it.
I see. And
the justification being that we would better prepare students for nationals and for high school events.
Right.
As opposed to doing some of the events that, such as sight reading, which aren't offered anywhere other than just our week.
I see.
That's the rationale.
I see.
I think Ricardo has
the
floor.
I just want to add one thing before I give up the floor. Please add to impromptu rookie. And
it's already there.
R and O.
Oh, okay.
That's R and O.
And then
I was just gonna. I'm not particular whether it takes place this one or the next one, but I think you know the R. What was our speech? What was our humorous speech called? The speech entertainer.
We never actually added that.
Yeah, we haven't.
So original, whatever original.
Well, we've got original duo.
So,
are you proposing that we?
Well, then maybe we should have duet, and then original an original humorous, and then do original duo the next one. That might be my counterproposal.
Are you proposing that we lay on the table this issue to discuss the addition of a new event, and then pending that we could return to this?
Oh my God!
I do understand that.
Are you proposing that we lay on the tournament two schedule on the table until we formally adopt a speech to entertain event?
I'm willing for us to plug that event, that original humorous speech event, in with irrespective of the name to be determined.
What I'm saying is we have not taken a vote on that event. We have to vote on that event.
We haven't created it yet?
No, we have not.
Okay, fine.
So your motion is to lay this on the table until we have dealt with that.
Let's quickly pass.
Is that seconded? No one seconds this laying on the table?
Seconded.
It is seconded. All those in favor of laying tournament two schedule on the table until we deal with the addition of a speech to entertain event?
Super quick.
Say aye. Are you clarification?
Aye.
What's your question? What's your
could we discuss any new events that are laid on the table?
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
I think the motion, if I understand, the friendly motion is we should discuss new events before we continue with the schedule.
We should create the events that we're going to plug in. I guess is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I thought we could do it on the fly, but I guess we can't. So therefore, in light of that, then we should approve or create whatever new events. Well, so the one I was thinking about was the 5-minute. Humorous similar to speech. So like original comic composition.
So wait, the motion on the floor, as I understand it, is to lay the tournament two schedule on the table until we add new events. That was seconded. All those in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Nay.
The nays have it. The nays. Well, wait. Hold on. Okay. Let me actually get a vote by hand because I would vote for aye. So I think that's a tie. So all those in favor of laying this on the table until we add new events, say aye. Oh,
aye.
Sorry. Raise your hands. All right. And those opposed? So the ayes have.
It's a tie, isn't it?
I think it's a tie, and the chair breaks the tie.
It does.
The chair breaks the tie, so this is laid on the table until we deal with new events.
Yeah.
So then, does anyone have any proposals for new events? Yes?
I propose the mediation event that Mike has been developing, and I would like to propose it for the third tournament. So
mediation?
I want to propose it for the second tournament.
Mike, do you have any language on that you could send me?
Not right now, but yeah, I have.
I'm not sure how to propose that. I mean, can you describe like what we're?
When we were at our tournament, we both had been independently thinking about how we are training the kids to be adversarial in debate, right, and in persuasion and all that. In the world now,
I'm sorry. What's the motion?
There is a trend. To find alternatives.
But I
need a motion.
It's out of order. I got to have a motion. We can comment on it.
I move that we have a mediation event to be clarified by Mike and I to be added to the third tournament.
Right now, we're not on the schedule. We're on adding the new event. So a mediation event to be clarified with rules later. By you and Mike. That's the motion.
Are you talking about my... I have two. I have a You Be the Judge mediation, and I have an innovation pitch.
No, it wasn't. We tried innovation pitch before, which I love.
Yeah.
And
you're talking about my mediation.
I am.
Okay.
So the motion on the floor is to create a new event about mediation, and that to be discussed more in detail from Mike and Lily later on. Is that seconded?
Seconded.
That's seconded. Yeah. Is there any discussion about that? Lily, would you like to speak about it since you're the author of that proposal? Now you can...
No, I appreciate everybody's trust. It's okay.
Okay.
I'd like to know, is it an improvised event? Is it like a minimum limited prep event?
Basically what it is, it entails having some kind of two-sided pre-script that the speaker has to deliver a decision on. So in other words, the speaker becomes the judge. And so you're basically, you're evaluating their ability to actually pick a side.
Matt?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's the only thing I was gonna say, the only reason why I was opposed to not come up with new events is because I feel like we're gonna sit on it for
a while.
Yeah,
I will offer the event at ISDA tournaments. Mm-hmm. We hope to have at least three, so that will be available, and mm-hmm. I'll make sure it's out there.
Okay, so anyone else wishing to speak about that? All right, all those in favor of adding the mediation event, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so mediation event passes. Any other additional events that people would like to add?
So originally written, composed humorous speech a la STE or ADS.
I like STE.
What I've got down here, the proposal from earlier, was speech to entertain. An original humorous speech by the student designed to exhibit sound speech composition, thematic coherence, direct communicative public speaking skills, and good taste. The speech should not resemble a nightclub act, an impersonation, or comic dialogue. Audiovisual aids may or may not be used to supplement and reinforce the message. Minimal notes are permitted. Maximum time limit is 10 minutes. We can change any of that.
I'd like to do 5 minutes, and I'd like to strike the visual aids.
5 minutes.
Second.
Audiovisual aids should be may not be used, right?
Yeah.
And then also... the minimal notes are permitted is inconsistent. Just pointing this out. I'm not sure what you'd like to do, but minimal notes are permitted is inconsistent with all of the other events that we have at our league. This is his motion.
So
to get the wording consistent with the other platform events. Is that correct?
Hold on.
Wait, this is his motion. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Notes are not permitted. Any other additions to that? All right. Is that seconded?
Second.
Anyone wishing to discuss that event?
What's it called?
Speech to Entertain.
STE.
Yeah. Mike. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah, it's okay. First of all, the 5 to 7 minutes thing is fine. But secondly, I think visual aids are a good challenge for something like this because just in terms of providing an arena for kids' creativity, which I think is something that's really important with the comedy events. And then the one other thing that I get frustrated with because this is one of the differences between ADS and STE, is that STE is generally intended to be funny, but ADS is supposed to have a point in the humor. So using humor as a rhetorical device, as a means rather than an end. I think that when I've judged a lot of STE rounds, I'm feeling kind of disappointed. It's like the junk food of speech competition. It feels really good, but it's not satisfying in the long term kind of thing. And I think that if we can figure out just how we can make it both like academic and just a good life skill to have, I think the ability to stand up and humor an audience, like I said with informative speaking before, it's a big hole in the CHASA offerings, the California speech offerings. I'm wary of just having it where kids are going to stand up and say like, pee pee and poo poo jokes and do fake sources kind of thing.
Ian?
On that point, the friendly amendment is to include the language that we're using for Orator and the other events about needing academic sources. I don't know what the specific wording is, but just copy paste that into the STE description.
Yeah. Totally friendly amendment.
And then also, put this in. Give me just a moment, please. Add academic source language. Okay. All right. Any other discussion items about this? All right. All those in favor of adopting a speech to entertain, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. All right. It passes. I'm sorry, Mike, real quick, just for my own information, is mediation, you say, is that a limited prep event or is that a...
Yeah, limited prep.
So then do we go back to
T2?
No, hold on. We're not done with any other new events. So are there any other new events that would like to be offered? And I actually would... I'd like to offer Dialectic Spar.
Cool.
So basically, do you want to pitch that real quick, Mike?
Sure. Dialectic Spar is a new way to do debate, which, as a debate coach, people get mad at me. But you basically are doing it just like a spar. It's a ranked event instead of win-loss. And your goal is to take two sides at the beginning but come to a compromise or solution. And so the rubric is basically those that can propose ways to come to an agreement. That I pitched it to my business people, and they loved this idea. We did it at an ISDA event, and it came out okay. It's challenging for the kids because it's a new way to look at debate. But the dialectic really worked well at that tournament, so I'd love to see it here, because it will definitely be at ISD.
All right, so the exact wording, is I guess I'm asking for you to make that motion.
I propose adding dialectic spar.
Okay, so a point of information, are we using the same time structure as regular spar?
Yes.
And remember, our times have changed, just for clarification. Yeah. Our times have changed
the
from...
The new time structure.
Right. So from Stanford Spar. And then I think, again, you'll give me language to talk about how the compromise, what happened. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor of... Oh, sorry. Does anybody else wish to speak about Dialectic Spar? All those in favor of adding Dialectic Spar, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. All right. Any other new events that wish to be added? Okay, seeing as how we've conducted that business, we can return back to the tournament to schedule. Sorry, guys. I know it's annoying, but we got to do this right, and that's the right way. All right, so, Ralph, you have the floor?
You have to add one. How about poetry?
Okay, so Ralph wishes to add poetry.
Yeah, that's good.
Can't propose a date?
Let's stay with the events first. I think the motion is for events.
This works.
Any other issues with events? You may wish to speak about it?
All right. I actually think that if we're going to add Dialectic Spar,
this would be
a good time to add it because we've just sparred.
I'd
like to say that I would like to replace that in 3 and work with Mike on it, as I had said before, and we're not getting to that.
No, that's mediation. That's
mediation
different.
I know.
Different.
I would like to do that instead because this is the one we actually jammed about, and I just didn't realize that until he explained it.
Okay, so I would be willing to take mediation on instead, but...
Do we want to do mediation with debate tournaments?
I think...
Possible. possible.
Yeah, why don't?
Yeah, that's good.
I think mediation needs some test runs, honestly.
Okay, well, we've got
before,
it in there,
it in the league.
And we don't have to run it right now,
yeah,
right?
No.
We just got it as
well,
a possible event.
The other thing event. Is, let me, the other thing is that assuming that Walter Reed is going to take this tournament on, which I assume we are,
let's,
since we did last year.
Let's stay in order. Hold on. I want to make sure that, because there were several people that were raising to speak. So, Ralph, you were wishing to speak, right?
No.
Okay, sorry. You have a case. No floor, Kate.
I'd be willing to run mediation as a sixth event, because we've got the space.
Okay.
If you think that would be worthwhile.
Anyone else wish to speak? Yeah.
I personally would rather see extemp, because I feel like if kids are going to do extemp, they need to do it at more than one tournament.
Anyone else wish to speak?
I wouldn't have extemp and impromptu at the same early tournament.
Yeah, that's together.
Yeah, I feel like we did extemp later, just after we get kids with spar and impromptu.
Yeah.
Because layering on
the
sources on top of that is...
Yeah.
I like the idea of a sixth event, and it'll probably make it small and not a lot of people. It'll give us a chance to really try it out.
All right, so you're suggesting what event?
Mediation at the sixth event.
Mediation.
Yeah.
All right.
As is with that.
So the proposal now is DIOO, original duo, impromptu rookie and open, poetry, and mediation.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion items about that? Do I hear a second on that motion?
I second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, so carried. All right, so those are their events.
Actually,
for Tournament 2.
Too late.
Yeah.
Well, the only
you motion to reconsider, then we can do that.
Well, my only point was...
Well, hold on, are you motioning to reconsider?
I guess I'm motioning to reconsider.
All right, do we hear a second?
Second.
All right, so all those in favor of reconsidering, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, all right, we'll reconsider. Go ahead.
My only question was... because we have two tournaments left, we haven't done HI yet, which I assume was to be coming up in tournament 3.
Yeah.
And there's also the comedic speech aspect of what we just voted on. So I just want to make sure those two don't pop up at the same tournament. Because
my thought.
Yeah, I was going to put SDE here. That's what I was going to do.
I'm sorry.
Instead of mediation.
I have a question. My original proposal reflected HI duo and DI in the first three because of the ability to refine them toward nationals. So I agree with Kate.
I would be willing to entertain your suggestion.
I think it's easier, or like I think it's an easier ramp up for a 5-minute original composition that's humorous. So I would propose
put speech to entertain instead of mediation?
Instead of poetry.
I'd do it instead of poetry.
Instead of poetry, because we already have two other acting kind of events, don't we?
Yeah, because I think mediation and speech entertainer are more likely to attract people. Poetry is a little intimidating.
Can I speak on that, though? I tend to agree with whoever sent in a comment that having events that go to NSDA is helpful, so maybe having the non-NSDA events like scattered throughout the year as opposed to having one tournament that has multiple. I don't know.
I'm fine with that.
So I think, if I'm correct, the motion is to replace mediation with SDE.
I was.
Am I correct in understanding your motion?
Sure, that's fine.
Is that your motion?
Sure.
Do I hear a second on that? No seconding?
Second.
Okay, so all those in favor of replacing mediation with speech to entertain, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right, well, I would say aye, so we now,
people
the second division, let me get a show of hands. So the motion is, just for clarification, we're going to replace mediation with speech to entertain. All right, all those in favor of replacing mediation with speech to entertain for this tournament, raise your hands. One vote per school. And those opposed. Okay, the ayes have it, right? So everything else should...
No.
We just have four.
The nays
have it.
It
was 4-3.
No, it was 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm sorry, let me be more clear. So it was 4-4, and the chair breaks the tie. So I should have been more clear about that. I'm sorry.
The school that hosts gets to break the tie.
That is incorrect. If you'd like to read all this, please be my guest.
Robert and I are old friends, but...
Is it the done deal, STE?
STE.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so moving on. I think since we've already voted on the other events, there's no reason to go back to the other events unless anyone objects. All right, so moving forward now...
Do you want to do the date?
I'm open to whatever. We can either move to tournament 3 or settle on a date, whatever you propose.
Let's get the date out of the way.
Okay.
How about December 7th?
So I'm not sure who is planning on hosting this tournament.
Are you hosting?
I will host. Is won't that be a surprise?
I think. Keep in mind. Keep in mind, OCC came in to host, and that was a good tournament date for them.
A lot of rooms.
OCC.
And that would allow us to run six events, no problem.
So should we leave the date open?
He's open to whatever, but I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, because that's after.
So the motion is on the floor is Ralph's.
The motion, I'd move that we hold it on the 7th of December.
December 7th? Okay.
I would like to speak.
All right. Lily, and then Ricardo.
Go ahead, because I have to look up a date.
Okay, Ricardo.
Oh, I was just gonna,
I think, sorry, I didn't see you, but would you mind moving those trophies just so I can see her? I got a better line of view. Sorry, I'm missing your motions.
Okay.
Ricardo, go ahead.
I was just worried about La Costa. Anyone know what La Costa's dates are?
It's
the 8th? Mm-hmm. Okay, then it'll definitely come.
Yeah, I don't see it, but it's usually like first, second weekend.
I know, first weekend of December.
And then
also, yours isn't La Costa now Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah. And yours would be Friday or Saturday?
Mine would be Friday.
Okay.
I was just saying exact same.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, in that case, and since he was suggesting that the December was a good time for them in Orange County, why don't we just table it for now, table the date for now until we talk to him?
He's cool. I mean, I think he said he was fine with whatever, and I can text him right now.
I will say this. I'm happy to not host. I'm happy to host, but I will never host T4 again.
Okay.
Because it is a crazy time of year to try and arrange
something. Okay, so the motion is, I mean, I can ask him right now. So, I mean, what date are we floating?
The
second
date
week of December was no good.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be
he said the first week of December.
That's PSCFA.
That's PSCFA.
The first week of December.
And that's his problem is he has PSCFA.
Yeah.
And my principal deals turned, by the way, November 1st, Sunday.
Hold on,
hold that.
That's out of order. So what's the motion that you're trying to make?
That we contact, I can't remember his name.
Shaw. I've got him right here.
Okay, that we contact Shaw first. Okay.
To ask him to do what date?
I said the 7th.
I suggest we propose the 14th because of La Costa.
I second.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a few seconds. He's usually really fast, so we'll see what happens. In the meantime, maybe do we want to table this and move on until we hear back from Shaw?
Let's go to T3.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta say, you've got a school that's willing to do December, and they're willing to do April. I don't understand why we're doing it this way, but it's okay.
He says yes.
LAUSD is breaking.
He says he can do December 14th is fine.
Okay, so can we?
Excuse me, LAUSD is breaking on that day for winter vacation, so I don't know if that's a factor.
On the 14th,
it would be for me because I probably won't get kids to go. But quite honestly, Costa Mesa is a 2-hour drive.
Right.
I don't want to go. I mean, quite honestly, I way don't want to go the Friday of winter parade to drive down to Orange County on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah. All right, let's stay in order. The motion on the floor was to ask Shaw to do the 14th. He said he could. So if we want OCC to host, then
they're available.
Then they're available.
Yeah.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
Maybe we should try to move the debate tournament to OCC in the December period, and then the speech one she can do, and then we can flip it for the second.
Sure. That's a proposal as well. The motion on the floor right now is for the T2 individual events, so we can come back to debate in a little bit.
Real quick, PSCFA this past year was, looks like December 2nd.
Yeah, it's always the first weekend in December.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So
they could do the 7th as well.
That's most likely the conflict.
I think.
Yeah, I don't see anything about when it is this upcoming year.
Yeah.
Put one more in there. Harker has said that they're not doing tournaments, but that Golden State is going to try to have an early December tournament.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is December 14th. Do we second that? Okay. No. There's no second? That motion fails. All right. So is there another host or date for the tournament two? Yeah.
I believe we do it on the 7th.
Okay, December 7th?
December 7th.
All right, I think, just so we know, I think that conflicts with
La Costa's
tournament.
How about November 30th?
That'd be good.
When's Thanksgiving? This is so much easier when I'm actually in front of my computer.
No.
Thanksgiving's the week before.
No, sure.
Thanksgiving's the week before.
November 30th is probably fine.
That's
actually because that's
good.
Pretty much when we had it last year.
Yeah, we had it December 1st.
First, which is the equivalent of November 30th.
Let's
do that.
Okay, so are we proposing a date or a location or both?
You want me to propose a date?
Please.
Okay, I propose that we do it November 30th.
Do we have are you proposing at OCC or at Walter Reed? What are you proposing? Or are we just settling on a date?
We're just settling on the date.
Yeah, all right, November 30th. So do I hear a second on November 30th?
Second.
All those in favor of November 30th?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, the ayes carry. So
we can go to T3?
I just heard back from November 30th. We couldn't do because it's fall champs for OCC.
So I'm proposing Walter Reed for November 30th.
All right, so second it? Do we hear a
second?
Second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, Walter Reed, congratulations.
Yeah, I should really let my principal know that I'm
just calling for November 30th.
Okay.
22nd this year?
All right, hold on.
It's the week before November 30th.
Okay. Is there a motion on the floor to open discussion?
On T3.
Great.
Where is it going?
Is that seconded?
Second.
All those in favor?
Oh.
All right, let's open discussion on T3.
Okay.
Kate. Yes.
Congress.
Hang on.
That's not
what's
the word for it?
Congress. Do you want to ban it? You can't ban it. Never mind. Go ahead.
POI?
Deck.
Declamation?
Yeah, it was in deck.
Declamation?
Oh, yeah, that didn't count, that arrow.
Okay. An impromptu.
What up?
An impromptu?
Yeah. Yeah, open.
POI.
And POI.
Are we doing HI?
Didn't you want...
HI here?
HI.
Yeah, it is, right?
Well, she didn't propose it, but I'll... I would...
Yeah. That would be blank for now.
Ralph, you have the floor.
Can we add HI? I second.
Sure.
Okay.
Please.
So, Ralph is proposing adding HI.
Yeah.
And I have also a friendly amendment, hopefully, to replace impromptu with extemp.
I second.
Impromptu with extemp?
I didn't hear.
He's wanting to replace impromptu with extemp.
It would be the second impromptu we're doing, but we haven't done extemp to that point, so I'm replacing it.
Will we do mediation later?
Oh, right, we had impromptu in T2.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have added 6 events to the previous tournament.
Yes.
Would we like to add 6 events to this tournament as well?
I'd like to replace impromptu with dialectic spar, so add that choice there too, please.
Or both.
Ralph?
If we're going to, can we add an event so we can keep what we have and just add dialectic spar? I don't know if you
no,
have the room
because
for
of
that.
The because of the room.
You don't
so
have the room. For
that's
that.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So you can only do this number.
This number for
it
unless
is not.
It goes someplace else.
Wait, she said she had room for 6
questions.
No,
it's
me
now.
I do.
But
it's Emerson.
But keep in mind, the tournament is not officially at Emerson yet, right? So, just want to make sure that's clear.
Just one quick thing, too. Since we're kind of worried about slots here, do we want to give a slot to Congress when technically we're going to be offering it at all the debate tournaments? Just a thought. I mean, if we're worried about fitting things in.
All right.
I agree with Matt. I don't think it's the place for it.
Okay. Any other discussion items?
Denise
says board.
The only reason I would like to see Congress as a speech tournament is I have students who do debate who might like Congress, but I'll never convince them to give up debate.
And that was the rationale for putting it in the first place.
Let's
take some debate students and give them an opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm. Also, Congress is easy on rooms.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Anybody else wish to speak to this?
I think I can get us Cal State Fullerton for T3.
Fullerton? Okay.
So.
All right. Anybody else wish to speak? Yeah.
Then we can add events then, right?
Yeah.
So we could have extemp, we could have dialectic spar, and impromptu, right? If we're at Fullerton.
I mean, I can't guarantee it right now, but I've been offered it, so I don't know.
The thing is, are we going to have enough judges to, if we, you know, I mean, we can't.
Minor
we can't
detail.
We can't just ram. Because at that point, then, we're going to have the backfill of the useless undergrads from Fullerton coming in and judging.
So sorry.
Well,
as opposed to what? The useless other judges that we have?
Well, maybe
I'm messing
up. Maybe this is the OCC. Maybe then this becomes the OCC.
Hold on.
What are we discussing right now?
I think the current motion is to discuss the events that are offered. I think Mike was trying to offer a point of information in that there are alternative sites which would allow us to add an additional event slot. I think that's what he was doing, is he was offering a point of information.
One other point, Sal offered his venues
for
other tournaments besides state.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, are there any other...
Point of information? Since I retired from the school district, I have built last year my program around cutting costs through hosting the tournament. So my plea is to allow me one more year at Emerson at 5 events.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak about it?
For your consideration.
I'm not quite sure what it is, because we're having three conversations.
The motion is to adopt Congress Declamation Impromptu or Extemp and Dialectic Spar, POI, or HI. So we need to figure out what's going to go where. So that's what the discussion item is,
right,
is having these events that are proposed at Tournament 3.
Well, we
are there any other discussion items? So Ricardo has the floor. Hold on.
We want to take out Impromptu because we've already done Impromptu recently.
Yeah,
we can just...
Let's stay in order.
So that's an easy call.
Yeah.
And then I guess it's either Extemp and or right, dialectic spar, depending on the site. I think we can agree to that,
Ralph.
But I think Denise is right, and we got to have Extemp in there.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
My preference would be that.
Let's stay in order.
Extemp and Congress for those.
Lily,
I believe that Extemp and Congress should be separated.
Yes.
And I would make a case for dialectic SPAR, since we have done SPAR. When we go to that mediation component in SPAR, it's a logical trajectory from one to tournament three.
So may I suggest replacing Congress with Extemp?
Oh, hold on, Denise has the floor.
I probably opened that. I was just gonna say, I don't know that it makes sense to have Congress and Extemp
at the same
tournament.
Same kids.
Okay, got it?
Good.
That was it?
Yeah.
Anybody else wish to speak? Okay, so right now we have a little bit of a mess, so we need someone to kind of propose an amendment to clarify things.
Yeah, is there a little bit, there's also a lot of overlap between POI and HI too, in terms of...
Well, students can double enter.
No.
Okay. Students can double enter.
POI.
Okay, so I propose that we use Declamation, Extemp, Dialectic Spar, POI, and HI as the five events. So we're bumping Congress, basically.
And keeping Extemp and Dialectic Spar.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any other discussion on that?
We were saying before about the purpose of bringing Congress to a speech.
Well,
there's a fourth tournament.
Okay.
Yeah, we get in the fourth tournament. Huh?
Yeah.
Is that?
So,
yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
Now,
both of them are at nationals, so I'd like to ask you folks who are the heavy duty debate coaches, what ones feel natural to be an extension going toward nationals to you? Which one of Congress or Extemp should go third, and what should go fourth in terms of your kids?
Extemp first, because Extemp requires more prep, like for them to catch on how to do it.
Agreed. Yeah. Congress fourth tournament.
Yeah.
Okay, so the current motion is to say Declamation, Extemp, Dialectic Spar, POI, and HI. Is that seconded?
Second.
Is there any more discussion about it?
I'm sorry. Say
so
again.
Declamation.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Extemp.
Sorry.
Extemp.
Mm-hmm.
Dialectic Spar, POI, and HI.
That's a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So those are the five events. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. All right. It carries. So those will be the events for Tournament 3. Do we want to settle on a date and or venue?
I'd like to propose that Emerson host the tournament on... either February 15th or the 22nd.
February 15th is a Tuesday. Thursday.
It's
Berkeley. 2019. My bad. Sorry, looking at 18.
Which one leads into the 3-day weekend?
15. That's Berkeley's.
Yeah, Berkeley is 8/16 through 18.
Yeah, I think the 22nd is better choice.
Okay.
All right, so the proposal is to host at Emerson on February 22nd. Any other alternatives? All right, that's seconded.
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor, say aye.
Wait, could we have discussion?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear about Mike's, that proposal and what that's like down there and what the benefits would be of going down there. And
sure.
I can, Fullerton.
All right, so we'll open discussion. So would you like to speak about Fullerton?
Oh, I'm just opening it up if we needed it, but if we're going to do those events, I don't think we can honor Lily's request.
Okay. Any other discussion items about it? Okay, so we'll move back to the vote since it was already seconded. All those in favor of having the third IE tournament at Emerson on February 22nd, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so carries. Is there a motion on the floor?
Open the discussion on T4.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, what do we got?
Well, Congress.
What else have we got?
Congress.
Extemp.
Extemp poetry.
Wait, no, we already did. Oh.
This is what's on. This is what's being proposed. Extemp poetry, spar, and sight reading.
Okay, so extemp goes right.
Extemp's
out. And spar, I think, because we just had dialectic spar.
Spar's
out.
This is. Do we put the mediation event in?
Oh, hold on. Let's do this in organized fashion. Mm-hmm. Ralph, go ahead.
Okay. We lose extemp. Can we add creative duo?
You mean original duo?
Yeah. Original duo.
So I know it's going to take a minute. I'm going to correct everybody until we get there.
Wait, don't we
have
it?
We already have that. This would be duet acting.
Yeah. This would be duet acting.
No, original duo. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. This would be, we've done that.
Duet acting.
Let's do it.
Is there another event that you'd like to offer, Ralph? Hold on, he has the floor. I just want to.
Right now, there's five events. I don't know where we're.
We could offer a sixth event.
We have a sixth event.
And also, we've already offered poetry.
Poetry has already been. Hasn't that already been put in?
No,
we haven't.
No, I don't think we did.
Yeah, it's in
poetry's
tournament
in
two.
It's
in tournament two.
Oh, we can't get in tournament two.
Right, we added six events.
And also, we just did dialectic spar at tournament three, so
yes.
we're repeating spar here. I understand. I'm just pointing it out.
Mediation.
Ralph, the floor is yours.
Yeah. How about original interp? The individual.
Okay. Original interp.
Yeah.
Is there another event?
Well, original interp.
Are you motioning?
Are
you motioning?
I'm suggesting.
No, they're the same thing. Pretty much.
Hold on. Lily, I'm coming to you next.
I gotcha.
I'm suggesting
original
interpretation.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Lily.
I'd like to suggest poetry and STE. And take out spar.
We've done STE, and I think we did poetry as well.
We did.
Yes.
Both of them are in tournament two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can
but
we
poetry's
not.
Yeah.
Poetry
is
in
tournament
two.
Yeah.
What are the events for tournament two? Can you read it back to us? The minute.
Hold on.
DI, original oratory, original duo, rookie and open impromptu, speech, entertain, and poetry.
Those are the events that are offered for tournament two.
Yes.
All right. Ralph,
I suggest
I'll get you
adding
next
impromptu. The fourth.
Okay, go ahead and run it up there.
Where do you want it?
I think he's adding a sixth event.
Because we can have six.
No, but instead of spar, right?
No. Because I think we can have another event.
I think he's suggesting adding as a new event. You can replace,
event.
Look. We'll get there.
They've been having
go
a
ahead,
rooms.
Mike.
Because I'm interested in the money, big questions.
At an individual event?
That's a debate.
Yeah.
Tournament
yeah.
thing.
But I know, but
yeah.
if you put it in debate, then no debater is going to do it.
It's the Congress attitude, right?
That's why I think SPAR goes out and you put big questions.
Isn't that what we're doing with Congress, though?
All right, hold on. Let's stay organized.
Yeah.
Anybody, do you wish to speak about it?
I think we're going to cannibalize the Congress, the debaters moving over to Congress if we also offer debaters moving over to big questions. I like your idea. But I think it should be done at another
Okay, event. So then I'm going to make a motion. Why don't we take poetry and move it to T4 and take big questions and move it to tournament two?
Big questions will require a lot of rooms.
That's fine.
All right, so do you have enough rooms to cover it?
I'm pretty sure. How many rooms do you think we're going to need? I mean, we have a whole side of campus we haven't touched.
20?
Just for big questions.
So I think
we could use the sixth grade area. I think we'd be able
I think
to.
Honestly, I think what we should do is we should have that at either Fullerton or OCC where
okay.
we don't have room
yeah.
issues where we're
yeah.
we're stretched. Because
yeah.
OCC, I mean, he's promising us 100 rooms,
yeah.
and okay. if we could get that
wouldn't
happening
this be,
there,
wouldn't this be potentially be one of those? T4?
So
it could be. Yeah, he could host them.
Right. So do you want to switch poetry and
Congress
for T2?
Yeah.
poetry and Congress.
So put poetry in and take Congress and move it to T2. Would that make better
sense? I'm not proposing anything. I'm just offering.
I mean, we've all...
I think Mike, you... Mike, I think you had the floor. So.
Yeah, I think Congress needs to be in T4, honestly.
Okay.
And I hear what you're saying, but I don't think it'll actually take away from Congress because they're completely different things. You know, I just think you won't get a good turnout for big questions if you have it with Congress, but that's probably better too in the sense that, you know, we don't maybe. And I think we're down in Orange County, so I like big questions in the fourth tournament.
Anyone else wish to speak?
I do.
Lily?
The board is incorrect. I proposed scratching Spar from this tournament.
Yeah.
And
I was going to catch up with that.
Okay.
I mean, it's not.
So the current motion is to have Congress duet acting, original interp, sight reading, impromptu, and big questions.
What a diverse selection.
Yeah. Do we have all the interp events? Have they been used throughout this? Aren't there some that are missing?
Regular duo was used? Regular duo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have we done informative yet?
That was actually my next
one. No.
We didn't
do informative with visual aids.
Yeah, yeah. That definitely has to
go there.
Well, hold on. Can we just make another list of events that have not been used yet?
Sure.
So we'll do informative. We haven't done OO, have we? Have we done OO
yet? Yes.
My bad. Let me just read off the other ones. Have we done prose?
We have done.
Yes.
Yes.
And we've done, hold on. Let me just read them off. We've done poetry already.
Yes.
We've done duo already.
Yes.
POI.
Yes.
HI.
Yes.
DI.
Yes.
Declamation.
Yes.
What, we did declamation?
Yeah.
Right. T3.
Storytelling?
Yes.
Yeah, T1.
All right. Original duo?
Yes.
Duet acting?
Yes.
Sight reading is up here. Mm-hmm. Original interp?
Yep. Yeah. It's on there now.
And then we did impromptu and extemp?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
we've already done both of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be the second impromptu.
The mediation event has to go in.
The second.
So this is the second time we're doing impromptu.
Yeah. The mediation event is not in there.
And then we've done expository already, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have informative, persuasive, OO, and speech
we
to entertain. And I think we've done all of those other ones, right?
We haven't done persuasive.
I have a question.
Persuasive, right.
Will the people who did expos in T1 be allowed to tweak it and add to it, or must informative be a totally different?
Some of the rules that we voted on already in the bylaws were that you can repeat events throughout the year for middle school. The elementary league, if you break into a final round, you cannot repeat that speech.
We have final rounds in the elementary league?
Oh, yeah.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we do.
Yeah. So, okay. But if you make it into a final round, and the idea being some students that are, you know, maybe like a fifth grader who keeps doing the same story throughout the entire year, it's unfair to other elementary students who are trying to work their stuff up to keep using the same one.
Is that a new rule?
Yeah, we voted on it.
Oh. Cool.
All right. Are there any other issues? The current motion is Congress duet, original interp, sight reading, impromptu, and big questions at the fourth tournament. Lily, did you have something you wanted to say?
I know that informative is at Nats, but since it can be tweaked, I suggest that we cross that out from consideration. I know it's not on the list right now. Because it would be easily adaptable from the first tournament.
Can I just want to propose too, we could potentially have this tournament at a big school like OCC and have more events, right? So we could do 7 or 8 events if we have enough rooms.
Could even happen on a Saturday.
On a Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
At that point, now we can...
play with it.
Then we have a lot more room. We could allow for double entry. We have a lot more breathing space. So that's just a thought.
Let's put a wall in. Do it on Saturday.
We could.
Yeah. Well, I think we should. I think the VA, the use of the VAs, would is an important thing for the kids to practice if they're going to go to NSDA. So I actually think it's actually important. It's the last one before NSDA, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess before CHAPS.
Robert.
Sorry.
At NSDA, did you have informative?
Not this year. We did last year. Or last time.
No, my kids broke. So they couldn't do informative. Too bad, because we would have done well.
Okay, so the current proposal is for those 6 events, Congress duet, OI, sight reading, impromptu, and big questions.
I move to add informative.
Add informative.
Second.
All right. Ian, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I would strike big questions and I would add mediation.
Yeah. So the question remains, do we want persuasive or not this year? Could the same people do OO as persuasive?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
OO yes. As persuasive, yeah.
Absolutely.
No, the same one that they did with OO.
As a persuasive speech, I think so.
I wasn't in favor of adding persuasive as a second.
Yeah, it's very clever how we got there. We'll just change a whole new rule until, hey, we got a new event. There we go.
Can we vote on this?
So the motion was to strike big questions and replace with mediation. So is there any more discussion on anything that's being proposed here in terms of events? Yeah.
I think that
she has the floor.
That we should establish who's having the tournament and where before we finalize the events, because if we're
it's
having
a
it
school.
at a university, then we're gonna kill ourselves making choices that we may not need to make.
So. I'm talking to Shaw about that as we're going along, and he's just texted me. He says he has nationals from April 5th to the 14th.
Okay.
April 5 to 14, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then the weekend after that is NFA. Isn't that in Fullerton this year?
Yeah, actually it is.
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
So we would probably need to do the 27th, April 27th.
It's at 10 a.m.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If we did big questions, could people double enter with something else?
Potentially, what we could do, we could mirror the same thing that we were doing with elementary tournament, is have big questions in the morning and then have the speech stuff in the afternoon. And what that would do is it would allow anyone that just wants to come for big questions to go to that, and people that want to double enter, they could still double enter other events and just do the big questions beforehand. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Then I move to put it back on.
If we did it on April 27th, that's a potential possibility of scheduling. I think that. Double entering with big questions wouldn't work because you'd be speaking and then running off and not.
Are we doing champs at ELAC again?
We haven't discussed that.
Because I'm sure he would. He wants to ELAC to be used.
I'm sure.
Okay, so I move that we have T4 on the 27th and do it at.
OCC.
A big place.
So I can't remember.
A big place.
OCC and then on the 27th.
Where is OCC?
Orange.
That would probably actually be a good kind of wind up
for you
after they come back from Power Pie too. So
I'm heck yes.
Good
I don't gotta go anywhere. It's 20 minute drive for me. Life is gonna be good.
Yeah, he says that's fine.
Shit.
Okay, so the motion that was last made was to include big questions, and I think what you were trying to say is also have a tournament of just big questions in the morning, and run like three rounds in the final, whatever that might be, and then although we'd have to determine like shorter rounds, because the way the schedule is structured for debate events, they have like four prelim rounds guaranteed. And then like elim rounds after that, so we'd have to adjust the scheduling. Mm-hmm. So I think we should motion that if we do include big questions, that the scheduling would have to be played with in order to meet that standard. Is that making sense? What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to abide by the laws that we just passed.
So I guess I'm asking about champs, because if they're not going to be at ELAC, then I would propose to have this be at ELAC instead of OCC. Because OCC is heck of far away. Super far away.
I'm sure you would disagree. I think he's really thirsty for hosting a tournament. I think that's the rationale. I mean, but...
rooms.
Yeah. And I know ELAC will do it too. I mean, ELAC,
you could just
ELAC
start
will
the tournament a little later in the day if that's the, you know, start at 9 or 10 instead of 8.
Well, and if you do big questions in the morning, then people who aren't participating in big event questions...
You don't have to be there till 1.
Right.
Okay, yeah, but that takes the edge off the commute in the morning, then, I think, for most people.
Mm. Okay. If you hold debate early in the morning...
Yeah, Lily?
I just wanted to ask, is it your experience, it's my experience, that my team dwindles at that point, and the hardcore people start working towards state? Is that everybody... is it usually smaller?
Well, I think some of these events, like, you know, Congress, I think I think that will probably make. But I think the problem is a lot of the events aren't really offered at other at subsequent tournaments. Duet acting, original interp, sight reading. You got three, and mediation. You got four out of our potential, what, seven or eight events that aren't offered at any other tournament. And so I do think that you'll see smaller numbers in those.
Ten, including big questions.
Do we want that because of the competition? There is no, if it's really, if my kids get demoralized when it's like there's six people entering.
I mean, we could always offer events that we've already offered. There's no reason that we only have to offer event once. We could certainly go back to certain events and offer.
If an event's really popular earlier in the year and kids don't get a chance to compete or they want to compete here and again.
There's only eight,
Yeah, Spartan and Impromptu are always
the ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, or pros.
No, we're not using those.
You're
just
double
mediation.
Counting mediation and you're double counting in
I didn't count mediation and I didn't.
You did. You counted it twice. You counted informative
questions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It means
8, 9, 10.
You're counting informative twice.
No, I'm counting big questions over here.
Informative. Go back to number four.
Informative. Okay. I'm counting informative twice.
Is question in the morning.
I'm sorry. Lily has the fifth
set time.
Big question in the morning and six events in the afternoon.
Yes.
Is what that, what's up?
Well, I think it's more than six. I think it's, what, eight other events in the afternoon? Four of which are not offered at subsequent tournaments. The other events that would be offered in the afternoon would be Congress, duet acting, original interp, informative, sight reading, impromptu, and then and mediation. And then we have persuasive on the board, but it's not been proposed yet as being used. So seven or eight, depending on how you look at it.
Okay. I don't see the logic of that, but if somebody could, but my vote would.
Well, I think the logic behind it was we have all the rooms there. Why not just throw it into a big soup and go?
Because of the competitive value.
I understand. Yeah. I'm telling you what the logic is. You asked what the logic was. I'm trying to explain.
Got it.
Hold on. Let's keep organized. So go ahead, Kate.
Okay.
Be recognized by the chair is what I'm saying. Instead of just like we all start speaking. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say. The problem is that when we were proposing T1 and T2, everybody said we're not having enough NSDA, and now we're on T3 and T4, and everybody's saying we're not having enough NSDA, but everybody wanted all these new events. It's like, you can't have all these new events and not open yourself up to offering them at any of the tournaments. Mm-hmm. You can't say, well, the early tournaments, they've got to prep stuff, and the later tournaments, they need to practice before the tournaments and still have the new events.
Okay, Lily?
Last comment? One rationale might be recruitment for the next year.
Yes.
That I might, with this variety, I might be able to zero in on those kids coming up and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to Nats and go, whoa. Check with the sixth grade teachers and find out what personality traits, et cetera, et cetera. So recruitment would be a plus.
Any other comments on that? Okay, so I think the motion is to use these events as they stand at OCC on the 27th.
Are we offering persuasive or not? Just so I know what
the rest. Currently, that's not on the motion. All right, so all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so the events will be Congress, duet acting, original interp, informative, sight reading, impromptu, mediation, and big questions in the morning.
Okay.
And not, okay, mediation is still on there,
yes.
And big questions is on there.
Yeah.
So the only thing that's not on there is
persuasive.
Erase it,
please. Oh, I'm
sorry. But that's you can erase those. Those don't even count.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just making sure I got all the events correct in here. Info. So that's the next one. So, April 27th at OCC.
Okay.
Site reading, impromptu, mediation, big question. I'm really going to be curious to see how the mediation stuff turns out today.
Okay, we've already got the location and the date set for that. Do we want to talk about Spring Champs? 27th, April 27th.
Wow, because that's only a 2-week turnaround to the time that we have Champs then, right?
Well, we haven't set a date for Champs.
We haven't set a date for Champs.
Can I ask a question? Did the did they set a middle school championship?
They did.
When is
the same weekend as our state tournament.
Which is?
The third weekend in May. Sorry, that should have answered that in my answer. That's rude of me. Sorry.
Yeah,
I was going to say. So are those two tournaments the same tournament?
Third weekend in May.
So are those two tournaments the same tournament?
Competing tournament.
Competing tournament.
I was going to say, do you want to suspend the rules for a second, and I can talk about my conversation with Angelique Ronald at one of the tournaments a couple weeks ago? A couple months ago now.
In regards to what?
In regards to the competing CHASA. Do y'all know who Angelique is, president of CHASA, Angelique Ronald?
Okay, so the motion is to suspend rules so that you can comment
for
on...
For like 2 seconds, yeah.
Can I write this?
Yeah, because it's... Yeah.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Go ahead.
Yeah, she just... Her big thing, because the issue whenever... what's his name? The older... I don't remember his name. From the Central Valley. Ron...
Underwood.
Yeah, Ron Underwood came when we were at LaSalle, was that, you know, he was surprised at how upset people were. And if you remember from Santa Ana, Sal Tina Arrow said it's going to happen no matter what. Her big thing, I talked to Angelique at one of the Santa Clara tournaments, I think in November, just to try and find out what was going on. Their big thing is that all they care about in terms of membership, because I know that it affects you and a couple other people here, is that so long as you have any sort of charter that says that you're a school, is basically their only issue in terms of membership. That's the only thing that holds them up right now. So beyond that, you know, I think it's more an issue of perception on both sides rather than an issue of reality here.
Underwood said the opposite. Underwood said they would take academies.
Hold on, let's be recognized.
Yeah, but that the only issue that she was saying was that in terms of recognition. So yeah.
All right, Mike.
So I think you weren't at either of those meetings, and including the one that we had where we invited CHASA to come to the students. So I think you've kind of put a spin on it that is from this other person,
from Angelique.
So I'd like to address that, because
go for it.
Robert and I have battled this,
yeah,
and it's very stressful.
Oh, I'm sure.
But the CHASA representative who came to the state tournament was literally abusive.
Which person was it?
I have no idea who she is. But it made it really difficult to actually have a meeting because she was the way she was. Ron Underwood got upset because he didn't do any research. Mm-hmm. He didn't know anything about what was going on. He didn't know we already had a tournament for 8 years. Mm-hmm. He thought that it never happened before. I mean, come on. So
I think it's
the whole CHASA thing is really something from my perspective of to really then set the date, send out a flyer to everybody, and say, here's the date, and they called it the first annual state tournament was insulting.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you I want to just kind of come back to...
It's okay.
I'm trying to keep an open mind about it. I'm trying to keep up to it. But they also then proposed events that we don't even really do. Mm-hmm. And so there was... it was like three strikes and you're out. They don't care about what we want to do. They didn't ask us. They made a date. They sent down a representative who had no research on us. Mm-hmm. And then we get, on the other side, we get Sal, who comes to us and says... free breakfast, free lunch, free dinner, and we'll use three schools so you can have 5,000 kids if you want to. And it's pretty hard for us to go, huh, I don't know, what do we do here?
Yeah.
I mean, it was that decision. So I think CHASA needs to kind of regroup and say, what do we got to do to, you know, make this thing work? Because honestly, at this point, you know, for us as a league, you know, Southern California, I was a little insulted by the whole episode, so that's my 2 cents.
That's your time. Anyone else wish to speak about this issue?
No, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for sharing.
Okay, the next order of business should be the debate tournaments.
Okay.
So, typically, the debate tournaments have used the same events at every single tournament. So I think we could probably...
Just pausing very briefly, what was the date for T4?
April 27th. I'm sorry.
Champs.
I was about to move on to debate, but I forgot about champs.
Yeah,
so we should discuss champs.
OCC?
East Los Angeles College usually hosts it. That could be the first weekend in May. Right? Is there a problem with that date?
Walter Reed won't be there. My only thing is I would just point out that would be on the new topic for PFNLD.
If nationals topic.
Right, if we follow the rules, which I'm fine with, but I just want to make it clear that we have 4 days of prep for that.
Yeah.
When did they announce it? When?
The month before.
They announced it May 15th or 16th.
So
2 weeks.
First day of the month.
But for nationals, don't they do it mid-May?
Mid-May.
So we've been on the old topic. Oh, okay.
Okay. Other issue is just that this is like shoehorning right between the last tournament and Champs is the TOC. So and it's probably going to be the Chassa State tournament too.
The Chassa State tournament is the third weekend in May.
Okay.
I think the first weekend in May.
You're talking about high school.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And might I suggest, if this works as a date, that we set this as a regular date for champs so that we don't have to keep revisiting this for champs. That way we can always plan on a date that works for that. And
I like it the week before TOC.
The week before TOC? I think that works with the natural flow. I know that doesn't work for you, but I think it does work for most other people.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it work for you?
My sixth graders go on a field trip to Catalina,
I've
been in Catalina with them, and a large percentage of my team.
Yeah. Okay.
I went on that.
When is middle school?
6 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Did you have something you
wanted to say? Just didn't quite hear the date. So it's 1 week before TOC, do you say?
It's the first weekend in May.
Okay. That's
11-13.
And so I think as a friendly amendment, I'm not sure. I'm sorry. Who's motioning this? I think maybe I shouldn't be motioning it. Let me gain control. Would someone mind motioning this? Would someone motion for this?
I move.
Motion for whatever you say.
Champs be moved to
the first weekend of May.
First weekend of May on an annual basis.
All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. All right, so so carried. So champs will be the first weekend of May. Maybe someone want to propose for Dave that we host at ELAC this year.
I propose that we ask Dave about having it come resume or go back to ELAC again.
Yay.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. All right, so May. First. Okay. So now we need to go to debate.
So may I just say, because I don't know if I can stay any longer. So Principios is the first Sunday in November, and Orders is the first Sunday of June.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want the
debate. I don't think it's going to conflict.
Okay.
But we'll check.
Can we put it on our calendar?
I think we will. I think we'll put up. I want to put the minutes and the recording and the dates all up on maybe hopefully by the end of the weekend or something.
Okay.
We can do it pretty soon.
But I mean the tournament, T4 the invitation, the Orders Cup and all that stuff. Can we put it on your calendar?
On our calendar?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
related
to information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the date?
November 4th and June 2nd. Yeah, Sundays. November 4th and June 2nd.
Will you email me?
November 4th and June 2nd, what's happening?
Those are two, the Principios, November 4th, Orchard's Cup, June 2nd. Those are both Sundays.
Okay, so the next, I mean, is there any motion about debate events?
last year, I guess, kudos to the 20th,
Well, I just want to make sure that the motion is to do all the events. I think we can do this in one fell swoop.
Oh, we need to do the events.
I just need a motion that we use all of the... We use the events, public forum, LD, policy, big questions, and Congress at every event throughout the... Every regular event throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so can someone propose that?
Propose.
All right, and do I hear a second?
Second.
All right, anyone wishing to speak on that? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Was there...
Do we have enough people to do big questions?
Probably not.
But this is to offer.
We'll offer.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I think as we go back... Okay. All right, so that so passes. So now what about dates? Yeah.
Okay. Kudos says they can do it on the 20th. Okay. November 20th, which is what I guess they did last year.
Sorry,
or excuse me, October.
October,
sorry. Mm-hmm. And February 23rd at LaSalle. I guess it's still available.
February 23rd at LaSalle.
Yeah. For the first and the third tournament.
So
it's a small...
One thing...
I'm just saying what they have. They said it was available.
One thing
so
I just want to make sure is that there are two issues that I want to make sure with Kudos before you offer up Kudos' host for that, which is Scott has objected to offering big questions before, and he has objected to having some of these tournament procedures before. So I want to make sure that if we do it, you understand that like we have to abide by the tournament procedures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
He should have been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why we, you know.
Okay, just making sure. I want to make sure that's clear.
Yeah, let's question.
Can we put that in the minutes? I just want to make sure that that's
October 23rd.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, October 20th.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't know why.
October 20th.
Hold on.
I'm not totally sure where I got this date, but I have online that the Claremont Barbie Belt tournament is October 20th.
That
would not be ideal to have that cross list.
Well, we'd lose judges, but we wouldn't. I mean, we're not going to necessarily lose competitors, right? Except for some eighth graders.
I just feel like that's a good tournament for middle school kids, and so there aren't that many others that are kind of good for middle school.
Yeah. Are there any other discussion items about October 20th? Are you willing? Are you wanting to adjust your?
I'm sorry.
I was just wondering if there was a date other than the 20th.
Other than the 20th. I guess I'm going to have to go back and ask because we have to find out if what LaSalle has available. I'm assuming these are the only two dates.
Yeah, that's all we got.
You know.
Okay, so the current motion is for October 20th at LaSalle, and let's do that first, right?
Do you want it?
Yeah, the one at a time. That's seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Say nay. All right, so the ayes have it. So October 20th will stand. You also proposed a February 23rd.
Correct.
Is that
a discussion on this?
Yep.
I'm just going to object at this point that Kudos runs it. I had a pretty serious problem with Kudos running that the February tournament with how TAB did it. TAB had an open TAB, had kids coming into TAB and being next to the computer. I had problems, issues, and basically was told, I'm sorry, but I'm just doing it the way I'm going to do it. He used software that we didn't know, so there was no way to so there was a lot of issues I had with it. So I'd like to propose that we look at maybe a different host.
Okay, the are you asking to reconsider the earlier motion that LaSalle
yes.
hosted on October 20th? All right, is there a second there?
I'll motion that we move that debate turn to OCC so that we can do a different.
Okay, so it was seconded. Hold on. We'll stay organized. It was to reconsider. What is it? To reconsider is, yeah. Okay, so all those in favor of reconsidering, say aye.
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 Those opposed?
Nay.
All right, the ayes have it. So we will reconsider the host for the October 20th tournament. Or I should say the first tournament one. Are there any motions? Ralph?
I don't have a motion, but I have to respond to this. Okay. I didn't run the tournament. I don't run the debate tournaments.
I don't think he's directing it on you.
No. I got a problem with it. I have a serious problem with it at this.
It's out of order, though. I mean, right? It is out of order because there needs
was
to be
out
a.
Of order.
Well, no.
Scott
he,
is
no,
not
wait,
here.
Wait, wait, wait.
Scott
wait.
Is
this,
not
this
here.
Is out of order.
Scott is
a motion
not,
needs to be on the no. floor. You're out of order. The motion needs to be on the floor, and then we can open up discussion about that afterwards. But there has to be a motion on the floor. So, is there a motion?
Yes. I move to address the comments against the school.
I
don't know how.
I think given this.
I motion a different host. Would that allow him to then address the comments?
Yes.
Okay. I motion that we.
Is that seconded?
Second.
All right. Okay. Would anyone like to speak?
Okay. You can't say that the school is a problem, okay? The school is not a problem. If you had a problem with the individual, please let me.
He's
finish.
Got the floor. Yeah.
Okay, I'm tired. I worked all day today. I've gone since 6 this morning. Okay, and I have to be up at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning to work. Just let me finish. You cannot attack the school, and that's what I just heard. You have a problem with Scott Wheeler. Okay?
Yeah.
I have plenty of problems with Scott Wheeler, but that is not something that we should be spending our time discussing. Okay? The school has graciously offered a venue and to host. Just accept that. Okay? It will be run correctly. If you have a problem, you know, let's not inject.
I apologize.
Okay,
Thank you.
But I will read.
No, it's accepted. Can we move on?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you like to speak?
Yeah, I would. So, yeah, my complaint exists, but towards Scott Wheeler. I apologize for bringing this school into it.
Okay.
But as ombudsman,
you know,
I
given the history.
No, wait, you're out of order. You're out of order. Go ahead.
As ombudsman, I couldn't do my job at that tournament. And that's why I'm complaining about it.
Okay. Would anyone else like to speak about this? The motion on the floor? Yep. Ralph,
yeah,
for the second and final time.
One more thing. Okay. I actually had a former student who was at the Jefferson tournament, okay, the last Jefferson tournament, the T4, who actually said to me, she was there judging. She said, everyone here hates us. She's a former Kudos student.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know the history. And I don't think our students should feel like that. I don't think particularly any adult in this room should make them feel like that, like they're not welcome at a tournament. And that's what I'm concerned about. So when I hear something like this in this meeting, that's who I'm thinking about, okay? Those kids. So let's just, you know, we've offered, okay? Because I was asked by my employer to offer to host and this venue.
Okay, are there any other motions to speak about the issue? All right, the motion on the floor is to reconsider a different host. So would anyone else like to speak about that? We can put it to a vote. Okay, so all those in favor of reconsidering to a different host, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Nay.
Okay, so we need to get a division, show of hands. Would we like to reconsider the host? So by show of hands, if we could raise them. All right, and those opposed? Okay, so we will reconsider the host. Are there any proposed hosts?
I want to propose OCC just because of the date. I have no problem with.
Okay, so the date?
To see if they could do October 27th.
Okay, so you're proposing that we do October 27th.
Okay. Does that bump up against...
No,
Long Beach is a month this month before, right?
No, the only thing that we did is Medicaid.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking.
Taylor,
you finished?
Yeah,
I
got
it.
Thank you. Thank you. I gotta get up.
Okay.
All right. Sleep well.
Sleep
well, Ralph.
Thanks, Ralph. Okay. So, I think that they can do October 27th.
No, thanks.
Is there a second on October 27th?
Second.
All right. Any other suggestions?
Nova volunteers to host it.
Okay.
We'll run it.
Well, the motion on the floor is to host there.
Okay.
But I think you're suggesting TAB, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nova will tab it at OCC.
Oh, tab it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All those in favor to host at OCC on October 27th, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. The ayes have it.
What was that date again?
October 27th.
At OCC.
7th. Thank you.
If there's any problems with that, with dates, then we'll get back to everybody and we'll figure out what we're doing. Okay. So the motion on the floor, the member who motioned has left the chambers, but the motion on the floor was to have February 23rd for LaSalle. So is there a second on that? Okay, that motion does not second, so it does not carry.
Is there an issue with the LaSalle hosting? Or
My problem is on the
hold,
LaSalle
hold on, just be recognized. Right, go ahead.
Problem with LaSalle is it's a small venue. It's a really small school, and so it makes it's a little bit cramped for tournament, especially if we're going to add Congress and big questions.
Congress is... Well, as Ian said, Congress is only a few classrooms.
I guess, but I mean, just saying it's that small where that would matter.
I mean, it didn't sound like it was that bad of an issue. I mean, it's like, you know, bigger than Lorena. But
I'll just say, I don't know if anyone offers Lorena, but that's a better location.
We're on there later on.
I'd say OCC.
Can we go back to the protocol of the chair recognizing?
Yeah, chair recognizing Lily. Would you like to say something?
No, thank you.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak?
But this is Lily.
Anyone else like to speak about it? So the motion, was there a motion on the floor? I'm not sure if there was.
Well, I'm not clear if it were to be held at LaSalle, who would be the host?
I think what we need to do, first of all, is make a motion, a clear motion, so that we can open discussion about this. Seeing as there's no motion on the floor, we can't really open discussion on it. So, is there a motion for a host for tournament? Let's start with tournament two at this point. Debate two. All right, so...
Okay, I move that we table discussion about D2, 3, and 4 until you line up hosts.
Do we not already have hosts, though? I mean, at Lorena, we're fine hosting on April 7th. That should be fine. Worst case is
so are you motioning to host on... I don't think it would be April 7th, but I think it would probably be whatever the Saturday is. April 6th?
That should be fine.
All right, so the motion is to host Tournament 4 at Lorena on April 6th.
Can I just... I know that...
I'm sorry, is that seconded?
Sure.
Second. All right, go ahead.
It's not a great date for us because it's in the middle of spring break. I know that's also true for Western, so I don't know if it's possible to move it back a week, but...
I'm just thinking, does that bump up against the Chassis State Tournament at that point if it's the end of March?
No, the Chassis State Tournament's just starting in May.
Yeah,
okay. So
I'm
no, it has no relation to that whatsoever.
Okay, all right.
We're talking April
6th.
March. Mm-hmm. April 14th would be better, 13th.
Okay. So you're going forward to April 13th?
Okay. Worst case is just that Malin would have to move it over to Calhoun if she's done before.
Okay, so the proposal on the table is April 13th at Lorena, and possibly...
yeah, 6th or 13th.
I will say, I have no dog in this fight, but April 13th mm-hmm. would be the first day of spring break for Los Angeles Unified School District.
Oh, geez, here we go, yeah.
No, it's not. For LA, yes, it is. It's the Saturday that starts spring break.
Okay. All right, so is there any other discussion items on the proposal of April 13th?
Just
be recognized. All right. So, Matthew, would you like to speak to that? Matthew, I keep calling
Matthew.
I'm sorry. Let's just stay orderly.
No, I was going to say,
let's stay orderly. All right. So, is there any other discussion items? Just raise your hand. Just let me know. Lily?
I just want to clarify that the calendar for 18-19 is that the date that was mentioned.
Hold on. Let's stay orderly. Sorry, I want to make sure that we're doing this right, because this is how it gets out of hand. Anything else? Anybody else wish to? Niece, do you like to speak?
Can I propose we move it forward or earlier rather than later then?
You certainly can. Is that a friendly amendment?
to change the date? I mean, I'm agnostic as to that. I'm just worried about how it fits in with the other tournaments. That's all.
I think the friendly amendment she's suggesting would be March 29th. I'm sorry, March 30th.
March 30th? Okay. I can't guarantee a date right now, necessarily, but I mean, we're certain.
Would you be open to trying to do March 30th?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. All
right. So the motion is for March 30th at Lorena.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Carries. My one vote. Thank you, Ian.
You're welcome. 15 people, that was a resounding 1-0.
You're worried about us being out of control. We have barely enough energy to lift our heads.
Are there any other motions about tournament dates concerning debate tournament 2 or debate tournament 3, hosts or dates? All right. I think the motion, somebody, do you want to make your motion?
I motion that we table D2 and D3. Until we line up some hosts.
Seconded? Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, I should say that, right? all those opposed? All right, carried. So we'll table those issues. Now, where are we?
People are judges. Oh, by the way, do we need to set up tabs for our tournaments?
Hold on. So wait. Okay. Let's make sure that we're going in order here. So we have the events offered, that's it. That's the next order of business. Number of events increased to 6 per tournament. Does anyone wish to make a motion about this? Seeing as how no one has made a motion.
I motion that at tournament 2, which is being hosted by Walter Reed, we try out having 6 events.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, move down to... events offered B here, eliminating non-TOC, non-NSDA, or non-CHASA events. Does anyone wish to speak to this?
It's a moot point.
I understand, but I'm going to stay in order.
That we do not eliminate non-TOC, non...
I think if you don't say anything, we'll have to skip past it to the next order of business, right? So we don't have to vote to not vote.
Okay.
Right. So is there anyone making a motion concerning this agenda item? Seeing as how no one makes a motion, move on to sub C, which is eliminating writing award for creative duo. Would anyone like to make a motion about this agenda item? Lily?
I move that we accept this as a...
Eliminate creative writing. Actually, it's original duo now.
I second.
Would there like to be... Anyone like to discuss this?
Yeah. Why? I'm just curious. Eliminating the writing award?
Actually, I'm speaking for Allison. She asked me to bring that up.
Yeah, so I'm just curious what the reason
I think the rationale was, it's hard to do, first of all. Like,
judge?
Well, it's hard to judge the writing, and we were having trouble at the last tournament. Like, how do we do it? And people submitting scripts, and then should it be based on the writing of what people say in round, or the scripts that were written ahead of time?
Okay.
It's just a writing award.
Sure.
Yeah, and not the writing element of the performance that's
right,
being done.
Performance,
but there was a separate writing award that was proposed last year,
okay,
and this is to eliminate that. Does anyone else like to speak about it? Okay, all those in favor of eliminating the writing award, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so we will eliminate the original duo writing award. Moving down to proposal of new events. Would anyone like to propose any new events?
I think we've already taken care of that.
Yeah.
Right. Seeing as there's no motions, we'll move on to judges.
Yeah.
Would anyone like to speak about issuing dance cards for judges 2 days before the tournament? Lily?
I'm only speaking for Allison, where she says that she wants clarification of that.
So I think the idea is that if we get our tab scheduled, we could send out to each team, here's your judges, and here's what they're going to be judging for the tournament. So let's say Emerson has scheduled 6 judges. We could say, all right, judge one is going to be judging HI, duo, and impromptu. Like, so HI for round one, duo for round two, and impromptu for round three. And that way, all of the judges know what they're expected to judge, and we can handle any sort of, hey, this judge isn't scheduled, or I know I've got round two off. And they can also prepare those events ahead of time, cutting down on the amount of explanation that we need to do, where it's kind of a mystery. It's kind of like, hey, judges, you don't know what events you're going to be judging, so listen to everything. But if they listen to the events that they know they're judging, that might increase participation in the judges' training session. Ted?
Ted Miller. So regarding dance cards that far ahead, what happened at Nats was apparently just due to registration snafus and judge pullouts, the dance cards didn't mean anything. People who weren't judging events had events because they needed to be pushed. People who, I needed to judge pros, and I ended up doing DI instead. It literally didn't matter. I think having the cards on hand and having them be written in real time, I feel is a far more effective way. What happens when you tend to do the dance cards ahead of time is people get locked into those events specifically, and they think they're set in stone. But if we give them this piece of paper and say, oh, hey, it's also variable to change, then what's the point? So I'm not entirely sure what the purpose of these cards are given to be made so early when there could be changes made at the last minute, as they always do.
Yep.
I know that it has been a problem. Speaking for Allison again, I know that it has been a problem for her school in particular, because they have a lot of judges, that with the current judging rules, they're not placed in rooms and they're sitting around for round one and they all want to leave. And then we don't have enough judges all of a sudden because they don't know that they're not going to be used for round one. They've all shown up and they're just sitting in the judges room. And so I think that if we at least gave them cards that said we're not planning to use them, even if we said to the schools, this is what we anticipate. We anticipate that you're going to need to have 2 judges here for round one and this many, so that the schools could somewhat, but remember that it's soft. So we say to the parents, look, you know, last minute things happen. I mean, Jefferson's bus ended up getting held up at our tournament last year, and we had a lot less competitors in the first round. Things happen, and I think people understand that, but at least if we can give them some forewarning, it actually encourages more parents to get involved.
Lily?
Actually, I'm not speaking for Allison. She addressed that here. So her proposal,
Lily's got the floor.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, I'm sorry. There seems to be a Allison feels that remedying this would be to allow judges, parent judges, to...
But I think that's three.
Let her speak.
Is it? Okay, I'm foggy now. She may be right. She wants the parent judges as from the same school to be able to judge, and because parents don't do that to other kids.
I think that is section three underneath our agenda
items. Excuse me.
I think that's coming up.
Got it. Sorry,
Ian?
Guys.
Yeah, I think dance cards, to echo Ted, are pointlessly bureaucratic. There's already so much of a burden for these tournament organizers. It is a total waste of time. I think it is the burden of these schools to explain to judges, wait around for a couple rounds, and enjoy some of the free food in the meantime.
Here.
So I think absolute no on dance cards.
Just point of information, and privately, I agree with you, but I think the other idea, the other kind of concept behind it, and I think it's important to express, is that there are complaints about, and I know Jefferson has complained about having, like, recruiting a bunch of judges and then not using those judges. I think the idea of dance cards, in theory, would say, hey, you're not going to need this and that judge for this round, in theory. That's the idea.
On that point, last follow-up, on Jefferson in particular, Jefferson has a big issue with not signing up all of their judges on the system to begin with. They're just signing up Jefferson Judge 1, Jefferson Judge 2, which is one of the main reasons. That's a Jefferson administrative issue. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not an issue that we ought to be addressing here with these dance cards.
Yeah. Anything else on dance cards?
Matt? Yeah, I think the thing we have to make clear to judges, especially the parent judges, and this is certainly true the higher up you go to the socioeconomic ladder, is tell them it's like jury duty. You know, just because you might not be used this round. We always tell our parent judges to bring work. Bring your laptop, you know, if you want to, like camp out at Starbucks for a little bit, if you have a round or two off kind of thing. I mean, it just, because the thing is that it's the commitment of the school, and it makes the school look bad if you don't have your judges show up, if you don't train them adequately. I think this is an issue that just like, speech and debate in this state in general just does not take the judge issue very seriously.
Mike?
I think one of the problems we're not addressing too, though, is that you have a school like Jefferson who has 80 competitors. And brings enough judges to cover those competitors, but it means nothing because we can't use them because their kids are in every round. Mm-hmm. So they sit there and there's, you know, a lot of Jefferson judges sitting around going, how come I'm not being used? And they don't get it. They don't get the idea that we got to keep it clean. So that's another issue I think we have to address, is that it's these big school, you know, that really suffer probably the most from the judge sit around syndrome.
Second and last time.
I will also say this in terms of that. If you have 25% of a tournament coming from one school, and you expect them to provide 25% of the judges, mm-hmm. it's not our procedures of not allowing them to judge any round where there's a student from that is not tenable. Mm-hmm. Because the other 75% aren't going to be enough to cover, especially because the reality is that I said one school covers 25%. The reality is there's about three or four schools that make up about 90%. And there's just not enough of us who are small schools who can bring enough judges to compensate.
I think just to speak to that as well, I think that's where it comes into hiring judges from outside of our usual pool, which we could do. I think that's got to be the responsibility of the tournament host. We could institute any sort of fees along those lines, but I think that's why we want to try to remember, we were earlier saying that we should have 15 extra judges in there from the host school so that we have those kinds of things. I'm just letting you know. You're out of order. I'm just trying to address what you're saying. That's it. So anybody else wish to speak?
Yeah,
second,
real,
last time.
Just real quick, I think that's also going to change if we host more tournaments on community college sites like that where there's a large team like at OCC or East LA College. I think I'm a big fan, just philosophically, of having mid-level competitors judge kids in the lower grade levels. So I like to get usually like our high school sophomores to judge middle school tournaments, or a college freshman or sophomore to judge a high school tournament.
That's coming up in section three.
So
anything else about dance cards?
Yeah.
All right, so the motion is to issue dance cards for all judges 2 days before the tournament. All those in favor, say aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
I think the nays have it. All right, so we'll move down to judge training should be the responsibility of the school. All right, would anyone like to speak about this?
I like it when Lily does it because she does a great job.
But what is the motion? So would anyone like to make a motion here?
I move that judge training be the responsibility of the school.
Okay, is there a second?
Are you talking about like the hosting school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the hosting school or the... The school that is submitting the
judges. Yeah, that's one of my confusion.
I think this line is
confusing.
It is confusing.
Right.
I think the intent of the line is it should be the responsibility of the school providing those judges. So for example, if Emerson attends a tournament at Jefferson, then Emerson should be responsible for training its own judges ahead of time. And the idea being that we could reduce any judge training at the tournament and we just begin on time. And that has thrown us off a lot in the past. So is that the motion that you're making, or are you making a different motion?
I'm making that motion.
That it's the responsibility of the school entering judges.
Correct.
Okay, is that seconded?
Second.
For discussion.
For discussion.
What is the enforcement?
That was,
I don't know. At the current time, there is none.
That's an open question.
Okay.
Hold on.
She's got the floor.
Pop quiz.
I think that there are... like three or four different problems. Number one is we've just said, well, you're not going to know which of the events you're doing, which means suddenly I have to train people in five or six different events, and I may not even ever see them, so I'm trying to do this online. I think it provides for a real inconsistency of overall training that I think can negatively impact what judges actually do at the tournament. And quite honestly, much like students, parents often do not read and understand messages very carefully. So if I say something to them, especially several days in advance, I think there's a lot more room for confusion, error, and problems.
Mike?
Two things. One, I think it should be the responsibility of the league to train. I think there should be a board member who trains.
Oh.
I honestly think that one of us should be the trainer.
Because I nominate Vice President.
Because we can do it fast, we can keep it on track, and we know the rules. We've done this.
Yeah.
So the second thing is to eventually get this so that we have online that they can review and check off that they actually reviewed it. That way, you know, you can give them a dance card that says, I reviewed this online. And if they didn't, you know, we have a way to enforce it by saying, you're not going to come back to judging anymore because you said you read the rules, but you obviously didn't, kind of thing. Eventually, I'd like to see an online, but at this point, I think it's our obligation to train them, do it quickly, and make it part of the schedule.
Point of just information with that. The College League already does this, the PSCFA, and they have a FRED document that you have to read and review, and then before you're able to judge, they check you off, like, have you done FRED certification? Right. And you have to have done that every year. So even experienced coaches who know the rules, like everyone in this room would have to review that document on a yearly basis. So that would be something that I think is similar to
that. I don't think we're ready for that yet, but I would ask that we go towards that.
Okay, so are you making
a... I motion that for right now, the league is responsible for training in an expeditious... Is that the word?
Expedited.
Speedy.
Manner. I like speedy better. And that we will, as a league, go towards online training certification.
Can I just raise two things? One, I know for debate, we had judges have to upload paradigms. Is
for
that
LD and policy, not for PF.
Oh, not for PF? Okay. So, I mean, I don't know if there's any IE equivalent, but I felt like it was helpful for students to be able to see sort of who was judging them.
I'm sorry, the motion on the floor... Okay. I think we have two motions on the floor. So I think we have to table your motion. The current motion is judge training should be the responsibility of the school entering those competitors. That's the current motion.
Can I speak to that?
Please.
This is a form that I use. I didn't copy this for everybody because nobody cares anymore. This is at the bare minimum, the league should supply this, and I do when a host asks me to do it. And this is just overall. It's based on Heather's. Remember her PowerPoint. That's the overall. A blank ballot, a filled out ballot, and snapshot descriptions. So if this goes on for every judge, then that's one of the ways that we catch them. It's not done every single tournament, but the ones that it has been done at, it's effective.
I think that's something we should put on our website, by the way, but okay.
Yeah, but that's another thing. They just don't go.
I know, but it would be a handy resource to have. If only you have it, then we got to get it from you. But if
but
at least
keep
it on.
Sending it to everybody, yeah. And nobody's asked for it, so.
Let's at least keep it on the website. Not to discourage what you're saying, but I think that's an easy fix that we could do. The current motion, though, is should the judge training be the responsibility of the school? Anyone else wish to speak to that? All right, so.
Point of clarification, the hosting school or the school entering?
School entering.
Yeah,
the entering school. All right, so all those in favor of putting the responsibility of judge training on the entering school, say aye. Those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
All right. Is there another motion?
The one that I said before. What was it?
That the responsibility should be on the league, and that we should develop some sort of document that we put online to verify judges.
Good, I like it.
All right, that is a two-part motion, and so I want to make sure that no one wants to divide that. That's a two-part motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion on that? All right, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, that carries. So it will be the league's responsibility, and we will develop some sort of discussion. I suggest that the board members sit down and discuss that. All right, so we can kind of develop what that standard would be.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should use your Lily's writings as a framework to build off of.
I'd love to be in that discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. The next issue is types of judges allowed or encouraged. Coaches, parents, high schoolers hired. Are there any motions about this?
Open for discussion.
Well, we need a motion.
Show you what I mean.
Yeah,
just motion open discussion.
Motion to discuss?
Yes.
All right, so is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All right, all those in favor wishing to discuss the types of judges allowed, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, so it's open for discussion.
Okay, the problem with your suggestion about high schoolers, I understand that kids learn from older kids. That's the best kind of learning. But the problem with big schools with a long tradition is that... conventions
right.
start to build an aesthetic over time, yes. And they are not rules.
Oh,
and pretty
time.
Soon you're left out, and the kids are either left out in the cold, or they think they have to do things that have won before, mm-hmm. And it really is awful.
That's baked into this activity, yes. I'm not disagreeing with you in the slightest.
Right, okay.
I was going to say, I guess my...
I'm sorry. So make sure you're recognized. Go ahead, Matt.
Sorry. Yeah, I think, as I said before, this is, for me, coming from Illinois, one of the most frustrating things about forensics in California is just I have so much respect for all the work that kids put in. Like I was saying, you know, whenever I show a duo in class or something like that, but to then not have an equivalent amount of work on the end of on the judging end of things, and that's where I think if we can do something like a judge training workshop is another thing that I think PSCFA does, if I remember correctly, along with the demonstration workshop. I don't know that we necessarily need to do that necessarily. I mean, we can. I'm certainly open to it. But, I think that going back to what you're saying, I think mid-level, you know, it doesn't have to be at large programs exclusively, but mid-level competitors, you know, usually kids who are in their second and third year of competition are good for judging lower levels because they learn. It's a win-win in the sense that it's qualified judge for the younger kids, and for the kids who are doing the judging, they also have the opportunity to learn.
I understand.
I think, and what that also does is that keeps us from having to hire as many judges necessarily, mm-hmm. And it also gives a diversity of judges as well.
Mike?
Real quick, one of the things that's worked really well for us is in the elementary schools, mm-hmm. We give out $50 worth of Amazon cards.
I saw that.
To these judges, mm-hmm. And these judges fill out, they have to think, they have to get maybe past what those conventions are, and they have to justify, because that ballot has to be filled out, and it's a big ballot, it's complete, kids are getting great feedback, mm-hmm. And we're spending $50 on Amazon cards, and I think it's been working really well for us.
You're out of order. Go ahead, Lil.
Yeah, Did I raise my hand?
You did.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like to decline the right to speak, you can do so.
I'll decline at this time.
Okay. Matt, do you want to speak?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak?
I just would say I agree. I would take a high school judge over a parent any day.
I would too.
Here. All right. Anybody else wish to speak? Kate?
I think that with high schoolers, more than with parents, I think you do have to be careful about who you pair, because kids are much more likely to be biased by who they know mm-hmm. than parents are, and to walk in with much more preconceived notions. There's also on this list a conversation about coaches and hiring. Quite honestly, I hear what you're saying about hiring judges, Robert, but quite honestly, unless the league is looking to spend more money, like the reason the schools host generally is to try and raise money for their competitions, you know, it's not realistic for those of us who are at schools, and we generally speaking are predominantly who you have hosting unless you have it at an outside venue. It's not realistic. I mean, you know, you keep adding up costs to us and adding up costs to us, and it ends up costing us money to host a tournament. So, you know, I think that those issues, and as far as coaches go, I don't mind judging rounds, but on the other hand, sometimes issues come up and you might want me available because there's stuff that coaches can do that parents can't do and that high school students can't do. So,
Just real quick, we can use funding from this league to do whatever we like. So if we'd like to hire judges, we can do that. Just make that motion. Ricardo?
Yeah, so I just wanted to share something, because I think if we could guarantee that high school students, because I think it's really instructive for high school students to judge and for middle school students to judge. I think it's helpful. However, if you could guarantee that there would be kind of like not a biased pool in that. And what I saw happening, especially at the Jefferson tournaments, is that a lot of Jefferson kids graduate, go on to Gabrielino, and we had a lot of Gabrielino kids judging former friends and students, you know, at Jefferson Middle School, and because they were not coded out, mm-hmm. you know, it was absurd. I was furious, because it was like two out of three judges in the final were judging two or three former classmates. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, you know, so to the extent that we could control for that, I would be in favor, but because I feel like we can't, I'm against.
Lily?
It is possible that just adding one word, a balance of, or a phrase, a balance of. I'd like to speak to the fact that parents are the most compassionate.
Yes.
They don't want done to their kids. They don't want to do what's done to their kids. It's our responsibility to train them for sure, but they are the most compassionate ones at a tournament. And I think that Mike's suggestion to have coaches when they're free, to go in to judge and to give great feedback, especially in finals, is a terrific idea too. So if we might be able to accept this if we just added the word a balance of.
Well, it's your motion to make. So the motion, current motion.
There's a motion on the floor.
It's just to discuss. Yeah.
Oh right.
We are
okay.
Discussing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the earlier one. I'm sorry. You're right. The motion was to discuss. Go ahead.
But just my one other thing here.
This is by the way, it's second to last time.
This is it for me. Yeah, that's fine. At the beginning of the year, one of the things that we do, like Ralph was like, you called them useless undergrads. Well, every time we prep kids at the beginning of the year, we always hit them with the type of judges to expect, you know, four or five different. You know, and the thing is, each one has positives and negatives. The thing is that the parents are very well-intentioned. They're generally well-educated professionals. Regardless, their heart's in the right place. But there are positives and negatives to each one, you know. Coaches are good, but they're also kind of blind in terms of the things that only work inside the activity, like you were saying. I generally a fan of having the college competitors do it, because I think that they're kind of a good mix. And then there's the higher judges, and then there's also the useless undergrads, which is just the Com 100 kids who don't want to be there, you know, getting extra credit because they're flunking in their class kind of thing. But I think my big picture thing would just be that diversity and quality, so long as we can have that. I think having a diverse group of judges by any number of metrics is probably the thing to aim for here.
Mike?
So.
Here's my last one. So I would like to motion that we encourage
coaches, because I heard that there's a rule that we can't allow coaches to judge, and I would like to encourage coaches. Mm-hmm. I grew up in that when I was a kid in Oregon, that our coaches judged, and we got, that's where we got the best feedback. That'd be one part of it. The other part, though, is that I've got kids, we're reading these paradigms, and I've got paradigms that say things like, I don't give a crap about NSDA rules.
Yeah.
Run this and show me a meme, and I'll give you the win.
Oh,
or I'll
yeah.
give you the speaker points. And these are high school students.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds okay? like a high school student.
Oh,
and so I'd like the ability for us to be able to remove judges from the judge pool.
I believe I believe that's already there. Are you talking about for the tournament to do so, or for a team to strike judges against their own
the
team?
Tournament to do so.
I believe that's already in what we have written. Should a contestant / judge / school misrepresent or violate the ethics implicit in the SCJFL, such as a contestant / judge school may be denied participation in the league for 1 to 3 years, a decision to impose sanctions. So it's all in the sanctions stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd also like to, one last thing, is I'd like to suggest that we come up with a judge's preference rule for the judge table. So that they know that this is...
Well, you're proposing two different motions.
Yeah,
so let me... don't forget what you're trying to say, but let's just do it orderly. So you're proposing that coaches should be encouraged to judge. That's
yes.
the first thing that you had proposed.
Yes.
Lily, you had the floor, but he's making a motion. So is there a second on that motion? Is there a second on the motion?
I'll second so we can talk about
Okay, so can we talk about coaches should be encouraged to judge? We'll come back to the main motion in a minute, but he's.
I've already spoken.
Okay.
On this specific motion, my only concern is just, making sure that there are people there, particularly when we have middle school kids at tournaments. Like, you know, at the Long Beach tournament in previous years, I've deliberately not judged and just stuck around in the area where all the youngest kids are competing with a big red shirt, so they could find me. Whenever stuff went wrong. My concern is just, I think you still have to have somebody who's not judging, just, you know, and that's usually the head coach or the coach in charge kind of thing. It's not just, you know, it's just, I think there has to be a balance, because there's still also on the program side, there's the responsibility for making sure when a kid gets lost, when something happens, when somebody forgets a tie or forgets whatever, that you have to go and find it.
Just so you know, the motion is coaches should be encouraged to judge.
Okay.
That's the motion. Ricardo, and then Lily, and then
right.
Denise. Are you
we're not speaking whether it's advisable. We're asking whether it's possible or allowable.
Oh yeah.
And so that's not the
right,
issue.
Right.
You're off topic. So what we're talking. So I'm in favor of allowing it to happen in my case, for example, because I have some underprivileged kids whose parents don't speak Spanish.
Right.
No, speak English. Sorry, only Spanish. Only English. Their parents can't make it. So transportation issues, language issues, and so I'm going to be unable to fulfill the judging, especially if I'm bringing two or three kids only, a few kids. And so that's why I would like to be allowed to be an objective, and I hopefully a good judge. I think I fill up my cards pretty well. I think I have good comments.
We've enjoyed your feedback.
You just want the $25 Amazon gift card. I,
yeah. I think
Look.
I'm out of that running.
Look.
There are two things that we didn't do last year, and I'm not sure if this is this point or the next point. We did not follow up on, I made a list of the high school judges that were consistently looked kind of funny to me. We go 115 or
long
something.
Long nose,
like
beady eyes, I got you.
Made those notes. I didn't follow up on sending them to the league to develop a blacklist.
Ooh.
I meant to. And the other thing we didn't follow up on last year, Mike did some terrific work at Emerson with looking at those ballots and giving that card, giving the card, the gift card. But what we didn't keep were the models. We didn't keep models, and we should keep some terrific models.
Oh. So are you proposing a House of Un-American Judging Activities Committee?
I'm adding to the judge discussion, and I don't know if it belongs. It certainly doesn't belong to this.
Are you now or have you ever been for the Republican
Keeping
Party?
Exemplar ballots.
So I think the main motion right now, not the main motion, but the motion being proposed is coaches should be encouraged to judge.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think
I have no problem with that, but I will say my school has explicit protocol where I am not supposed to be off judging because I'm supposed to be
supervising.
Yeah.
Saying.
I think that because this is just encouragement, like this doesn't actually mean anything in terms of enforcement, we can pass or fail and it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
And after that, I'd like to propose an informal motion to limit speaking time to 45 seconds in the interest of being concise after this.
Yeah. So the motion currently is should coaches be allowed, coaches should be encouraged to judge. Is there any other discussion about this? All those in favor say.
Could I amend it to be coaches should be allowed to judge?
Coaches,
encouragement is nothing. I mean, allowed.
Coaches should be allowed to judge.
Yeah.
I was told that weren't.
Is that a friendly amendment?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to keep the language of encouragement.
Okay, yes. So that's not taken as friendly. If you'd like to propose a different motion when we're done with this, you can do so.
Okay.
The motion now is coaches should be encouraged to judge. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so it carries. Coaches should be encouraged to judge. Are there any other motions on the floor?
Coaches are allowed to judge.
Coaches are allowed to judge. Do we hear a second? The motion is not seconded. Was that a second?
Second.
So was there any discussion about that? Yeah.
I mean, at this point in time in status quo, I think that's already happening. I don't know why.
Well, then
explicitly
you can support
so
the motion.
Far. I mean, that's literally what I've been doing for the past 4 years.
Okay, I second.
Okay, so, yes.
I will tell you that I was very explicitly told when I started with this league that coaches were, I think it was on,
Heather,
on everything tab.
Heather was huge about not allowing
that it. That it was not allowed, that as a coach I was not allowed to judge. So yeah, I don't think it is as explicit as you would think that it is.
Okay, are there any other discussion items? So, the motion is that we add coaches are allowed to judge. Do we hear all those
second.
In favor?
Aye.
It already was seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so it passes. Would it be friendly with you? I know I should have done this before the vote. So we say coaches are allowed and should be encouraged for some simplicity of language.
To consolidate? Sure.
All right, all those in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so that passes. Are allowed and should be encouraged to judge. Okay. Are there any other motions?
Motion to limit speaking time to 45 seconds.
Okay, that's a rule a suspension of rules, so it will be a 2/3 majority, all right?
Ooh.
So, is there a second on that?
Second.
All right, any discussion about it?
Let's do this, please.
All those in favor of suspending the rules to limit speaking time to 45 seconds, say aye.
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 Those opposed? All right, so carried, 45 seconds. Okay, the next issue up. Was there anything else with types of judges encouraged or allowed? Anything else?
I'm unclear where we've ended other than the fact that we've said coaches could judge.
We are now allowing coaches to judge. The whole motion to go back, the root of motion, the main motion, was to open discussion about that line item. So if there are no other motions, then we'll move forward.
My only question is, I still don't know where we are in terms of high school.
I move that we... that the league is diligent about collecting a list of judges who have infractions.
Oh, blacklist.
Okay. For lack of a better word, blacklist, right?
Let me say.
But in judges who have become problematic.
Yes.
The league should keep a list of judges who've been problematic and prevent them from attending. Is that your motion?
My specific idea is to send the ballots to the board and then see if, and then question the coach. And I mean, it feels like it should be something not, oh, we kick you out, but more that the coach takes care of it with the judge and says,
well, is your motion, let's make the motion clear.
Sorry.
Is the motion that the SCJFL board should review members of the judging pool and possibly...
should review complaints about the judging.
But the mechanism by which we have an action to do something about that is remove them from future tournaments or pose sanctions on those judges?
Yeah.
When appropriate?
You know, it just feels so punitive. It feels like collecting models, good models, at every tournament. So there's a book like that.
But I just want to know what the motion is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
There is no motion. Go ahead.
Okay, motion that the league is diligent about collecting a list of judges who are deemed problematic so the SCJFL board can review complaints and impose sanctions when appropriate.
Okay.
Second.
Will you please email that to me?
Sure.
All right. Any discussion about that?
Yeah, I just,
45
I
mean, seconds.
Yeah, the punitive thing I understand, but I think the thing we have to remember here is that this is middle school. The kids are, what, 10 to 13, 14 years old? So, yeah, there has to be even more of a, like, a aggressive kind of in loco parentis for us here in terms of watching over these kids. So, you're not college kids.
Denise?
Can I say something? So I know there was a big issue at State last April or whatever about oral comments, and I don't know how we feel about this, because if you do have a problematic judge, that an oral RFD can be way more problematic than a written one.
The current rules state that that every ballot must come back with a RFD. So an oral is not a replacement for an RFD.
Right, yeah, but I can still make a bunch of racist comments in oral RFD,
sure.
And there's no record of it.
Do we actually have bylaws stating whether or not they're allowed to give oral feedback, or
there is one in there. I can't remember where it is. It says no oral feedback.
No oral feedback for
yeah,
all
but
of
I can't.
Us.
I didn't make a note of where
think
it was.
So.
I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't either.
I don't think anything is said. I don't think that's the case. Although I can't remember. It's so long. I'm sorry. But we could review that at a future time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we still on a motion?
Yes. The motion was to adopt what Ian's proposal was.
I'm for that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Any other discussion items about that? All right. So the motion is, would you mind reading that back?
A motion that the league is diligent about collecting a list of judges who are problematic so the board can review complaints and impose sanctions when appropriate.
Yeah,
I think that covers that.
The second time, like, are we just using common sense?
Second.
Hold on, it's already been seconded.
Are we just using common sense definitions for problematic?
Yes.
I think that's up to the board. I think that's what's implicit in the wording.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
Aye.
Any other discussion items?
Oh, sorry.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed. Will you email that to me, please?
It's done.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. All right.
Wait.
So,
I have a motion.
Yeah, we're still on.
Yes,
types of judges allowed.
Yep.
Yep.
I motion that the board be empowered to use some of its funds to hire judges when it deems it appropriate.
Okay. Do we hear a second?
Second.
All right. Discussion about that?
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hang on. Sorry, I'm just trying to save the other wording real quick. So let me just get the exact wording that the CJFL board has the power to use funds, use league funds,
mm-hmm.
to hire judges when appropriate.
When it deems it appropriate.
As needed, right?
As needed. Is that friendly?
That's friendly.
So the motion is the SCJFL board has the power to use league funds to hire judges as needed. All right, and that was seconded, right?
Yep.
All right.
Quick question.
Any discussion about it? Yeah.
Did you guys try these strawberries? They're awesome.
They are really good.
More important.
No, I haven't. I've been over here the whole time. Go ahead. Sorry, Ricardo.
I wonder though. So, so a school like what Kate was describing, a school that has a big contingent and would normally have to bring out zillions of parents.
If
the SCJFL does hire judges, does that reduce that school's number of people they have to bring in?
Sorry.
How she was saying that like some schools have to bring in cajillions of parents who don't even get used because that school also has the most entries, would then that reduce the number of parents they have to bring in?
That's not what the motion is. So no, that would not affect the amount of judges that a school is required to bring.
But wouldn't that still leave the whole situation of parents being underutilized?
But possibly. The motion right now is just that the board has the right to use funds.
Do you want to suggest an amendment that would allow us to take care of that problem?
I'm saying, yeah, to the extent that I don't know.
Let's stay one motion at a time because I feel like that's adding on a secondary element. So is there any other discussion about this motion? All right, so all those in favor of the SCJFL board has the power to use league funds to hire judges as needed. Say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? All right, so it carries. By the way, if the league is okay with it, I'll put these into the bylaws where appropriate into certain numbers. So can I just get a verbal approval on that? So everyone
aye.
In favor of me
aye.
Putting
aye.
All of these in where appropriate, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Aye. So we're still on judges and like types of judges. Anything else? Any other motions about that? Yeah.
Yes. We experimented 2 years ago having a two-round tournament with a third variety and at Emerson, and we all agreed that it didn't work out. In the spirit of that, I'd like to run another trial, which is the for Tournament 3, where I set the judges for Round 1, and then with the doors closed on Round 1 at 4 o'clock, we do judges training calmly and slowly in a space to see how that works. That I will select, with the board's approval, a balance of all these kinds of judges, and we will run on time right away, Round 1.
So, just to make sure I'm understanding, you're saying that the round goes off at 4 o'clock with experienced judges and those judges who
are... Pre-selected.
That the judges that are not familiar with the events would stick around for a judge training at 4 o'clock.
Now, I understand why that sounds problematic, but I'd like to run that. It's always an issue. When we say, judges are not trained, will you be a novice judge or a parent and sit there and have all this stuff come at you in a matter of 25 minutes or 20 minutes and see how overwhelmed you are? So I'd like to have the trust of the league to run that, and I would supply the list of judges and describe them and everything else.
But I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying that the more experienced judges that you would kind of pre-select as the experienced judges would start the round at 4, and then simultaneously there would be a judge training that happens at 4 for
that
less experienced
correct.
Judges. Okay. So is that seconded?
Second.
All right, any discussion about that?
I just have a question. Do we have enough experienced judges that you get round 1?
I do,
on a
actually.
Friday. On a Friday, though?
No, I've thought this through. I realize it's 35 or 40 people.
I think it's a brilliant idea if you can have a coverage.
Yeah.
Right, if you can make it work for Tournament 2, I'm all in favor of
letting you do it. Okay, wait, we'll stay in order. Are there any other discussion items about this motion to allow Lily to experiment with the judge training at 4 o'clock? Ted?
How will you pull the experienced judges? Are you going to ask for each of us to provide a certain number, or what's the mechanism?
Well, I thought that I wouldn't ask any of the coaches for judges.
You mean Emerson would find all?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh.
How many judges would you be providing? For that
well, isn't it 35 or 40 rooms?
For that first round.
35 rooms? 32 rooms last year we had.
Just as a point of clarification, how many judges would you be getting then? Like 60 judges that you would warrant having a private session with people? Right? Because you got 35 people who are in room.
And they get to go.
Right.
They're
there for round 1 and they get to go.
Oh, you're releasing them afterwards.
Exactly.
I see.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the judges that would be coming in after round 2 would be the ones. So you would ultimately need I'm estimating like 50 or 60 judges total, but the ones from round 1 would be excused after that first round.
50 or 60? We have 32 rooms. I don't understand.
So 32 rooms, but round 1 is going off. While that's happening, you have another set of judges. Approximately 35 or 40 other judges.
From you guys.
And these would just be...
I see. Yeah. So you're providing Emerson judges, experienced judges, for round 1.
Correct.
And then...
Everybody else
and by
the
way, over half of those will stay the entire evening.
Are there problems with conflicts? With team conflicts?
Of course not.
Well, they're Emerson people judging Emerson kids.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Ian?
Yeah, I want to note for the record that if this proposal was coming from Jefferson, for example, I think the place that, based on what we've already talked about, people's minds would go is, well, these are just like Gabrielino kids who know the Jefferson kids from before anyway. So I'm kind of worried about the precedent of saying, oh, just trust us. We're going to get all the judges for this first round and don't worry about it.
I understand.
Ted?
Second time speaking last. I would say rather than getting them all from, like, the hosting school just gets all from one school, I would say request, like, maybe have, like, 2, 3, 4 people from every school. Like, we will gladly, like, send you judges who we know are experienced who can help you take care of this to avoid all these conflicts whenever they may occur. Yeah.
So that becomes a modified, what did we throw out, dance card. For it's round 1 dance card that's organized by Emerson.
Okay.
Just see how that works.
Okay.
So we know that the other judges, we don't have all of those people coming in at 3:30, 3:15, 3 o'clock. and they're there for 4 o'clock for the judges' training.
Any other discussion items on this? Okay, all those in favor of allowing Emerson to run a round one pre-planned, as discussed earlier? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Is there a point of information? Or?
Would that include the allowing judges from the other schools as well? Or is it just purely
I believe so. Lily, I want to make sure that you understand the motion that we're doing. So I think the friendly motion, as I understood it, was that that would also allow for the experienced judges from other teams.
Absolutely.
So as to avoid Emerson judging Emerson schools.
Absolutely. And I misspoke when I said dance card, because I'm not assigning them to
sure.
No. We just know that we're going to train good people. And
I actually don't think you misspoke, because you said it would in effect be a dance card, but I don't think that
Got
that's
it.
What you're proposing.
Got it.
So, all right, the motion on the floor is to allow Emerson to try this experiment at their tournament. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so that passes.
I'd like to make another motion, just because.
Yes, Jordan. Because it's
50-50. I move that when it comes to parents, that judges be able to put coaches be able to put in the notes which students the parents shouldn't be paired with, rather than excluding all parents from a team's roster. Because the reality is, they don't know all the kids.
Oh, I see.
So they really aren't biased for all the kids.
Correct.
Okay, so the proposal is to allow judges
to code out personal
biases.
But hold on, let me make sure. Make sure I understand. So the motion is to allow
coaches
allow teams to enter judges that do not conflict with certain
students
on their team to judge that team.
Correct.
And that would be at the coach's discretion.
And the coach would have to put in the notes about which kids should not be teamed with that.
Okay, is there a second on that? That motion is not seconded.
Oh, that's so sad.
All right.
I tried.
All right. So, moving on. Are there any other motions about the types of judges allowed? All right. Seeing as there...
One more motion. I move that the league have at its discretion when it hires judges whether or not to impose...
I think we've already passed...
No, I know, but you said that we hadn't exempted the schools from their judging requirement, and I think that the league should have at its discretion the ability to exempt that penalty if there's a legitimate reason why.
That's a penalty by the host. That would be a host issue. It's not a league issue.
Oh,
the host is the one that sets the fees for penalties.
So the host could exempt Jefferson if they wanted to from the
Yes.
So let's say that Reed is overseeing a tournament and Ricardo's having trouble getting enough judges. And you guys step in and you say, we'll cover that judge.
Yeah.
Then I can or don't have to impose a fee.
That's correct. You could waive his fees. But in doing that, you would definitely owe me a back rub for bringing the judges.
Well, put that in the bylaws.
I got
it. It's already there. It's under
the
charter.
Clause.
I'm sure Mrs.
I registered our kids with Astles.
Wait.
You won't be.
Hey, let me regain order. So,
okay.
I think that motion is already there.
Okay.
All right. Are there any other motions under types of judges? All right, seeing as there are no motions, we'll move on down to the next order of business, which is trophies, using a single vendor to standardize trophies and payment. One of the problems that we've had at many of the... Okay, first of all, we've had several different places that have gone, and it's been problematic in terms of us getting the money to the host school, the $325. It's also set a really bad standard in terms of what the quality of the trophies are. There are some tournaments this year that were... not good.
Underwhelming.
Yes, extremely. So I think what that would do, by having a single vendor, it would standardize the types of trophies that we could expect. The one that we've used the most is House of Trophies, which is in Los Angeles. That's the one that we've used the most, but that's certainly not the only vendor that's available. So we could do this any number of ways. I'm not making a motion at all. I'm just telling you that's the rationale behind it. Yeah.
I'll add to that if we approach a vendor.
Let's make a motion, and then we can.
A motion that we do exactly what that says.
Okay. So is there a second?
Second.
All right.
So if we go to a vendor and approach them and say, "I've got eight tournaments for you.
Right.
Here's what we, you know, approximately will be. We're going to get a much better deal."
Yes.
So I think it would be that, and it just needs somebody to coordinate it and negotiate it.
And I'm happy to do that because I have a relationship with these guys. I'm happy to do that with House of Trophies. If it's somebody else, I can certainly help facilitate that as well. But
the ones Anderson Trophies does really well with Principios Nordisk Cup.
Okay.
Those are huge.
I have two concerns. My first concern is this. You have schools here from Orange County, Pasadena. I live in Calabasas, for God's sakes. Getting a vendor that's, you know, that's reasonable for people to pick up trophies from for all of us is going to be tricky. And my other thing is I currently have somewhere in my classroom about 15 trophies that I could easily knock the plaques off of and reuse for next year. So if I could be exempted for next year so I can get rid of all those extra trophies, I'd appreciate it.
Just real quick on that point too. Yeah, actually, the Silicon Valley Urban Debate League takes donations of old trophies. I unloaded all my competition trophies last year. One of the happiest days of my life, getting rid of clutter. But yeah, it's just that
okay.
So
I just want to go on the record of saying I hate trophies. I think they're a waste of plastic and metal, and anything we can do to recycle or donate or do something else, I'm all for.
I think that's a separate issue, but it's something I've been wanting to address as well, that perhaps we have one tournament where we ask anyone that has trophies to donate them, and it's just kind of an eclectic group of trophies from past experiences, and honestly, it doesn't even have to be speech. I think it'd be kind of cool if you had a bowling trophy, and you're like, oh, here you go, it's a speech. Now, we would have to understand that that's going to be a little tongue-in-cheek, and we got to prepare our parents and people for that when you're walking under the
meeting trophy.
I mean, that's just a thought, but I'm just saying that's a different issue, but I think that could be a motion.
Not
but the current knowledge. Motion is, the current motion, by the way, is to use a single vendor to standardize trophies and payment. So are there anything else, any other discussion items about standardizing with a single vendor?
Just to make sure you get the rest of the picture.
To get what?
Get girls in the picture every other tournament.
You know what? They stopped making them.
Or have
I've been requesting the girls to be on the top, and they're having a shortage of them.
Mm. Really?
They're not making them.
NASA, the ones we do for NASA is, if you remember last year, is a big, large coin on the top. It's very gender neutral, obviously.
Yeah.
That's a better idea.
Okay. Any other issues, agenda? Do you want to speak on this, Carter?
I mean, I think since you mentioned it before, the all-time best trophy story appropriate for 11:55 at night is that Yancey Duncan from LA Valley years ago went through an incredibly bitter divorce and gave away his ex-wife's trophies.
Wow.
So are you making a motion that we use Yancey Duncan's ex-wife's trophies?
Please.
Any other motions? Or any other?
How many wives in Yancey?
Seven. Figured out. Any other discussion items?
Yeah.
Okay, so the motion is to use a single vendor, and I think the motion implies House of Trophies, although Anderson Trophies was also suggested. Mm-hmm. So can we any clarification? So you were the one that made the motion.
Yeah.
So do you take Anderson's Trophies to be a friendly amendment?
I think that we should... We should start around. I mean, a good negotiation would be that we check out maybe two or three places.
So perhaps this could be at the discretion of the board, and we could discuss that.
Put it to the board to discuss, and we can find a place, because we're dumping a lot of money. We should get a deal in terms of cost and quality.
We can order them from the NSDA, even though it's in, like, Ohio, wherever the guy is, and he ships them out, and he's got a good way to ship everything.
He's good,
good.
I do have a lot of experience with them. It ends up actually being costly. I always... pay 100, 125 over what I'm allowed every year. So it's pretty good, but it's not great.
So the current motion is using a single vendor at the discretion of the board to discuss what that vendor would be to standardize trophies and payment. Yeah.
I would like to add a friendly amendment that specifies, like, as long as we can get them for a that sets a price
ceiling.
Because if you can't get them at a significantly reduced rate, it's going to end up being more costly to the people who buy them to get them there.
I think that's implicit, though, isn't it? I mean, I think we have a responsibility to shave costs whenever possible.
I agree, but, you know, if you share what the costs are, then if the school says, but I can get them for cheaper.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, well, using a single vendor to standardize trophies and payment to decrease costs? Is that what you're proposing?
To aggregate.
Well, if you've got somebody like that, share them with us.
I don't know if I do or not. I've never.
But I think the concern is if someone finds a really cheap vendor that sucks.
Right.
And the other thing I'd be worried about, too, is...
Hold on. Right, let's make sure that we're all recognized.
Sorry, just one other thing, too, on this topic. My concern is if we order them all at the beginning of the year, what happens if we end up with leftover trophies? You know, because I think that's the nightmare scenario. Yeah,
I don't think that's the proposal being.
That's the proposal. Yeah.
I'm just saying, but if we order them all at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. If you were discussing like the flexibility of like if you found someone else who was able to do it cheaper, is that what you're trying?
Yeah.
To? Oh, okay. So, I'm guessing not going for standardization was your proposal.
No, I don't care about standardization.
Well, hold on. Let's stay organized. So, are you proposing something?
I'm not proposing anything. I was just clarifying. I was trying to find out what like she was talking about.
Ricardo?
But I mean. We can get like I got like 35-40% discount, right, off of one big tournament. If we offered 8 tournaments, I can imagine getting at least a 45% discount, I think that would beat anything on a one-off basis.
Yeah, definitely. Lily, I think the second
part. This is my suggestion for the agenda, and I meant to say both costs and standardization. Those are my concerns. Both things.
Mike, second and last.
So the idea is that you go to a vendor and you basically create a PO. And so you're guaranteeing the order, not ordering them all at the same time. And you're giving them some kind of standardization to help get the cost down. And you're coming up with some kind of parameter that allows you flexibility to change it for the events and number. Yeah. You know. So it's kind of a normal vendor kind of negotiation. Yeah.
Anybody else wish to speak? Okay, so all those in favor of using a single vendor at the discretion of the SCGFL board to standardize trophies and payment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. All right, so carries.
Gosh, I was hoping we'd make it out before midnight.
Oh, you are so optimistic.
I can turn the clock.
Yeah, there you go.
I told you it was going to be here till midnight and then I'm gone.
I'll be here
till 3.
I'm gonna turn it.
No, stop.
You know, Robert, I need you to just be quiet.
All right. next line item here is championship trophies. So I think the idea here is having a trophy at the end of the year to keep tabs on who does well at tournaments throughout. This would be for debate and for speech, like a combined championship trophy for teams and individuals throughout the entire season.
Isn't this the same as the sweepstakes?
But
for a person, for individuals.
But for league, like for the whole season. Seasonal.
Oh my god.
Trophies.
So
it's cumulative versus champs, which is won at one tournament. Champs is one tournament.
And I think this was actually already addressed in the bylaws.
Yeah, I thought this was the sweepstakes thing.
Sweepstakes is there's two different types of sweepstakes. There is tournament sweepstakes and there is season sweepstakes. And I think this was put down in terms of season sweepstakes. I think that's what was the idea.
Absolutely.
All right. So the motion is... is there a motion? I should call for the motion. Is there no motion?
Motion to have the big season trophy.
All right. Motion to have the big season trophy. Is there a second?
Second.
Yeah. Any discussion about it?
Who pays for it?
The link.
Yeah, that's my concern is just, I mean... Here, you know, we're saying this is great, but where's the money coming from?
$10 trophies. I mean,
I think the league would cover that cost.
Yeah, well,
I think because it's not specific to a certain tournament, I think that should come from the league, and I'm happy to put that in language if somebody would like that.
I'm not opposed to handing out trophies. Obviously, it's clear at this point, but I'm just concerned. Like, where are we going to blow the bank if we, you know, keep handing out? That's all.
Yeah. And then
I'm just scratching my head.
Ricard?
Second.
I'm opposed to this idea. Frankly, it's expensive for kids to compete at 8 tournaments or 4 tournaments, especially the kids that I demonstrate, the kids that I'm thinking of. So they would be basically, you know, because they can't go to every tournament, they're out of the running. So I don't really see the reason we should do this. I think having the championship, the SoCal champs tournament should suffice in terms of us. I vote against it.
But
we have a banquet at the end of the year, and we build team spirit then and give special awards, and I agree that this is another thing. And when would they be awarded? So I agree.
You're out of order. Go ahead.
I agree with the idea behind individual reward. Like for, say, like a public forum team that's kicked butt at our tournaments all year, I think they should be recognized. But the idea of doing it for a school cumulatively just feels weird to me because, once again, we get into the size issue. Like, my small squad of 14 is never going to beat some giant powerhouse ever, and then my kids are just going to be demoralized because they're like, oh, they get this giant cool trophy, and I get nothing.
Ricardo, come on.
Well, I was going to say, now following up on Lily's idea, maybe if it were not a season-long trophy for excellence in speaking, because that would probably, again, be predicated on a number of iterations of participation, which is a money-linked thing, but maybe, like, best... Like, what kind of awards do you give out of for your team? Like, you know, best teammate?
Well, we give the Ian Lampert Award for debate.
Hold on.
There you go. So I'm just suggesting that if it were awards that encouraged... You know, good ethical conduct.
Yes.
You know, inspirational leadership. I don't know what graciousness.
Yeah.
Then I would be willing to revisit that versus something that's basically just about speaking over the course of the year.
Mike and then Matt.
Just real quick, we don't keep our public forum teams together. It's middle school, so I make sure that they have different partners.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Matt.
I think to just pick up on what Ricardo was saying, one of the things that TCFL does that I really like is the Bartleby trophies. Is that what it's called? Or Bartleby?
That just means you show up at every tournament.
Yeah, because the thing also is that, like, we were talking before about team sweepstakes and saying that, you know, like excellence should be rewarded. I think there's also just a bias, you know, most of us are former competitors, and, you know, just because, you know, there's winning nationals is one thing, but what about the kid with special needs who comes to every tournament and just tries?
Yeah.
You know, what about the kid, you know, I think it's, for me, it's always the big picture question of how you define the success of a program. Like, we didn't win the TOC this year, but we got every kid into a top college. Like, that's what I care about. That's where I think the other stuff, like FiroPi votes on stuff about, like, the most inspirational student, you know, stuff like that. Thank you, Mr. Lampert. What besides winning tournaments, what other kind of kids do we want to honor? What values do we want to honor? Thank you.
Ian?
I was just counting them down.
He was just,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Last time, I just think that doing that locally is the best way to do it and not league-wide.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good. I was going to say exactly the same thing.
Okay, so the motion currently is that we provide championship trophies at cost to the league. All right, so all those in favor of adopting that, say aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Are there any other motions about that?
Can I just put a motion on there to, you know, perhaps recognize some awards along the lines of spiritedness? That we broaden our definition of contribution to the activity in the community rather than just winning tournaments.
Friendly amendment to table that discussion for now.
Yeah, it's midnight.
That's actually 5 after.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to tomorrow.
Well, since the motion hasn't been made, he's just made the motion.
Yeah.
So at this point, we haven't even seconded it.
Yeah.
So is there a second?
Second.
No.
Okay. The motion was seconded.
Yeah.
Would you like to place on the table?
Yes.
All right.
Let's place it on the table.
All right.
Yeah.
So the motion was laid on the table.
Good.
I'm sorry. We need to vote on it. So all those in favor of laying that on the table, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right. Sorry. Just trying to write it down. All right. Next item is tournament reimbursement of $325 per tournament. Unless you're doing both speech and debate. This is something that we've already voted on within the bylaws, but I just wanted to address it, especially because Cape had concerns about not getting... I think there was some confusion about that the $325 should cover all of the trophy costs versus supplementing. I think we've already addressed that in this meeting, but
yes.
If anybody wants to make any comments or make any motions about that now. Mike?
I motion to explore it at a later date.
Okay.
I think we can do that after we negotiate with the trophies.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
So any discussion about discussing this at a later date? All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? All right. Later date. Okay, the next item of business is Elementary Nationals Tournament. There's been some discussion about perhaps we should host the first Elementary Nationals. There's been a lot of new elementary teams. I know even at NSDA there was talk about like Florida had a new Nationals tournament. No one's covering Nationals. That could be an opportunity for us to host a Elementary Nationals. Yeah. Make a motion.
Are you into the Vegas
thing? I just want to point out the ISDA is holding an international elementary tournament this year.
Yeah.
International
is there a motion?
I'll motion that we host an Elementary Nationals.
All right, is there a second? All right, so open discussion about that? Yeah.
Discussion is that if Mike's already doing it, there's no need for us to do it.
Anybody else? All right, so the motion on the table is to have an Elementary National Tournament. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Nay.
All right, the motion fails. The next is the SCJFL logo design. I didn't receive any designs. I know there were a few that were floating around, but I never got them.
I know. No, there weren't. There were four promised last time I sent around an email, and I didn't follow through, and neither did the other people. So
I can tell you that I did follow up.
Well, hold on. So, since there's no logo design,
mm-mm.
I don't know that there's really anything to motion here, right? So unless somebody objects to that, I think we should move along.
I move that we try again next year.
All right. So the motion is to do an SCJFL logo design before this meeting next year?
Let's say by the second tournament, it'll be submitted at the second tournament.
Okay. We'll do a grand unveiling. We'll
try.
Okay, so the motion is to create it, is to open up an SCJFL logo design by the start of the second IE tournament or debate tournament?
Mm-hmm.
IE tournament.
Which one's later?
In other words,
submissions would be due.
Probably gonna be debate.
Why don't we just say a firm date instead of December 1st or something along those lines?
Well, November 30th is the Walter Lee tournament, so if that helps.
November 30th.
We could do that I think December 1st seems like a more.
Yeah. It's a Saturday.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's email,
well,
right?
We're meeting together that night. We could exchange the submissions.
We would need to do that electronically anyway, right? November 30th seems like an odd date, but okay, if that's the proposal, we can do it.
Last day of November. Why is that odd?
Well, no, it's gotta be.
All right, so SCJFL logo design by November 30th.
Yes.
That's the
second.
All right.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, so that carries. Anything else about the logo design? All right, new business.
Yes.
Speaking for
Alice. I want to put a camera on just your facial expressions for this meeting because as we've gone on, your facial expressions have become more and more wildly. All right, go ahead, Lily. What do you got?
Speaking for Allison, she would like the tabbers to be assigned tonight, if possible.
Yeah.
That was actually on my stuff, too. I didn't notice that we forgot it.
And I'd like to make a motion that we publicize the fact that we are paying tab and how much we are paying, and that we
Hold on. That's two motions. The first motion is to assign tab directors this evening. All right. So,
but they don't get a chance. Those tab directors don't get a chance to mull this over about do they want to take a year off? Do they want to, now that we're paying people?
I'm confused of what you mean.
Qualified.
What about people that,
I mean that,
we can't assign people that aren't here, especially if they might want to because they could make the money, and if they don't get a chance to volunteer, they won't make the money.
Okay, so the motion right now is to assign it. Are you withdrawing your motion?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'd like to provide another option.
Okay, go ahead. Lily's got the floor.
You've used that date, August 1st, several times in the document. I move that we assign Tabbers by August 1st.
Who would we be? Would we be through the listserv, or would we be the board should decide?
We would have to put the word out to all the people we know who tab.
But I'm saying who decides? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we put it to a vote through email? Do we have another meeting to decide the?
Do you think people are going to break down our door?
I got to know what to write down.
And I can tell you, Allison decided me she wanted somebody she knows.
Hold on. Let's get back to the. I just want to know what the motion is. You're motioning that we decide by August 1st, but I just want to know, how do we decide?
Motion is off the floor.
Okay, withdrawing the motion.
Okay. So I know that there's people like Sarah Sherwood and Tasia, which I think we've actually said that we don't want to do it because we've had issues with him at tournaments before. I mean, so that's, we need to figure out who, we put out the word and say we're looking for Tabbers, then we have to have some kind of selection committee. I mean, just getting a little bit kind of.
Yeah.
I honestly, you know, I'm feeling right now very generous because it's so late that if I tab, I'm not going to take the money. It's just, I don't need the money. So, you know, I'd put it towards like a scholarship or something.
But, okay, but what's the motion? There's no motion.
I move that Mike tabs my tournament.
You can motion that. So,
okay.
All right, the motion is that Mike tab the
T2
tournament 2. All right. Is there a second?
I can't make that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
second.
All right. All right. Hold on. Denise said before.
Well, I mean, I think we need to be clear whether this is an employment option or just a stipend, because I think you can't just bandy around people's names that you think are, you know, not okay for tab if we're hiring people, because I feel like we're going to run aground of, you know,
legal issues.
That's all I have to
say. Okay, so is there a motion?
Well, the other thing is that
we need a motion. If the motion is to open discussion, we can do that, but I need a clear motion.
I move that we open discussion.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor of opening discussion, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, now let's open discussion. Chair Representative Matt.
Just real quick, my thing is that, you know, there's a couple of us who coach multiple schools here, and so, you know, I wasn't at as many SCJFL tournaments this year as I would have liked, so, you know, that's the thing, is you kind of lock people in for a date. Like, I literally, you know, I wasn't at one of the SCJFL tournaments because I was up at Berkeley kind of thing, you know, so that's my only issue, is that I can't look that far into it, you know, ahead in time. I usually have the attention span of a gnat where I'm like thinking, what's next weekend, and then what's next weekend after that. So that's all I was going to say.
Mike?
I motion that we create a volunteer system that people volunteer to tab, and that there's a stipend. So therefore, it's not a employment situation, and that we can right now see if anyone wants to volunteer for some of these that are here tonight and get some of these done.
I second that.
Okay, so the motion is to that tab directors are volunteers paid a stipend. That's the first thing, right? So there was a second on that. Is that correct? Right, so the motion is that tab directors are volunteers and they are paid a stipend. All those, any discussion items on that?
Friendly amendment to this.
Yes.
Am I in order?
Yeah.
Okay. That if multiple people volunteer, then it is the tournament host discretion as to who gets to tab.
Boom.
I accept that.
That's fair. Yeah.
If I was the school, I'd take both.
Can I ask a question that may in fact lead to friendly amendment?
Yeah.
If somebody volunteers at the tournament that you guys know would not be good in that position, would somebody advise us?
I think that's a back channel thing where you need to kind of just ask somebody and be like, what's up with this dude?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Yeah,
there's or do that. All right. So the motion is that tab directors are volunteers; they're paid a stipend, and that they, if we get multiple volunteers, that the tournament host decides who to pick. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So it's been seconded. All those in favor of adopting that?
Wait, I have one more question. Does this fly in the face of what we put in our bylaws?
It does not.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't believe so.
Because we put a set amount and we said blah, blah, blah.
Well, I think this would override anything that we put into the bylaws anyway. So okay. I think this would override.
Okay.
All right. So all those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, so that so passes. Is there another motion on the floor? Yeah.
I motion that I tab D1.
Yeah, I think we said.
That's it's on there, but I think I have to motion it, right?
Second.
Second.
Second. All those in favor of Mike tabbing D1? D1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, Mike, you're doing D1.
Awesome. Congrats.
I'd like to request.
Also, just so you know, Dave has not been tabbing so much. I mean, he will tab, but I think he's been outsourcing to Paxton. I can't recall Paxton's last name.
Atridge.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Paxton, and then Jedi has been doing some stuff as well, so Jedi could do it. And there are college tabbers, and I've supervised them doing the championship tournament, and they did a great job. Yeah. I think they did outstanding work. So I'm vouching for them, but I don't think Dave is on that list. We could put Paxton's name on that list, but I don't know what his availability is.
I'm supposed to be on there too. So.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
I will do it.
Is anybody in the room available to tab for my tournament?
Yeah. CONRAD. It's the one
what?
CONRAD.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know if there's a high school tournament on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I say I literally, once the season's going, I have the attention span of a nap. Like, what are we doing next weekend?
Ian said that he would do three if he is available.
He said he'd do two if he was available.
I'll tab speech or debate. I'm open to either one. So, I mean, those of you know me, I've done both. So,
I don't know yet the high school mock trial schedule.
Yeah, that's.
You don't get to put him down for yours and not put him down for mine.
I think okay. I'm gonna. I think someone should make the motion that we open discussion about what should happen, so we have to keep voting on each issue. Do you know what I'm saying? So that we could just kind of discuss what should happen.
Okay. Motion to open discussion on what should happen.
Second. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Last order of business. Is the last one?
No, it's just we're in new business.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It depends on what else anybody asks.
You're being wildly
so openly go. So yeah.
I think that anybody in the room who can tab, we should discuss them right now and put them up here.
Okay, so we should put all the people on that list
that are in this room.
Scott Wheeler still an officer of SCJFL?
Yes.
So he should be up there too.
I want to address that kind of and say I think that if there are issues with certain people tabbing, we need to have some mechanism for.
It's in there.
Well, multiple
it's
people.
In here.
Yeah.
Well, okay. he only wants to do tab room, not forensic tournament. Sure, right. So if we standardize on forensic tournament, he's not able to
do that. Oh, well, to be, you know, but I mean, I will say it in his defense. I mean, we do all the high school stuff on tab room. That's just kind of that's the system. So.
Okay. So anybody else that we want to add? I think we should add Paxton because I think Paxton could do it. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
It's Paxton.
I knew him.
And then Attridge.
And then do you know Jedi as well?
That's a great state.
No, but that is a great name.
Yeah, I'll just put Jedi up there. JEDI.
Can we leave it to the board?
We could.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's too early to figure out.
We might be able to get out of here sooner. I like it. Second.
However, here's the problem that I have with that, and I'm going to be totally honest with you. I didn't know who Mike was until the day of my tournament. And there was a lot of back and forth that got hung up with managing my tournament last year because I didn't know who Mike was. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know who was tabbing my tournament. And I tried to set up, I'd never done it before, but I had tried to set up my tournament online, and that ended up screwing everything up, because then Mike had to reset it up in order to tab appropriately. So I think there are issues with waiting and just letting the board do it.
I'll do T4, because that's the bigger one, the longer one, at OCC.
T4, okay.
When it's appropriate, because I know there's a motion on the floor already, but when it's appropriate, I'd like to enter a motion that the board inform the school 1 month ahead of time who's tabbing for them, and that we let the board handle this. When it's appropriate, I'd like to make that motion.
I second. When it's appropriate.
No, seriously.
Okay. All right. So the motion on the floor is to take these suggestions under advisement and the board decide and notify the tournament a month before.
1 month ahead of time.
At least
1 month. Yeah, at least.
Right, is that seconded?
Yes, second. I already said.
Any discussion on that? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, so that carries.
Awesome.
Oh,
hey, let me finish writing it down.
Is Ian here?
I am so here.
Did you get that? I'm not sure if I got in the minutes.
Last thing I had is that Mike is tabbing D1.
The next thing is we just voted and approved that the board decides who should be the tab directors.
Okay.
And should notify the host at least 30 days prior.
Okay.
That's fair.
I'm sorry. It wasn't 30 days. It was one month prior.
At least. Okay.
Same way. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
It isn't 31.
I'll accept it more.
Is there any other new business?
Wait, I have a question. Did we go over elementary tournament dates?
Oh. I think, so I can make it easy.
No, hold on.
Okay. Okay, so let me just address that. All of the tournaments that we've done thus far have always been hosted at Roosevelt. So with the committee's approval, I think we should talk to Roosevelt because they're not here.
Okay.
And find out what their dates are that are available.
Ralph sent me a text and he said that he would be available to take care of two of them.
Okay.
2 days.
So I think, again, we could talk about that as the board.
Sure.
And we'll figure out what that should be done as well. But I think the tournaments that are for the elementary, I think if someone can propose that we settle those dates with Roosevelt.
Shouldn't the elementary chair also be present when that discussion's happening?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so I move that we table discussion of elementary until the necessary parties are present, including representatives from Roosevelt.
If we table it, just so you know, if we table it, we won't be able to address it until next year. So I don't think table is the
correct... I don't move we table it. I move we do whatever it is that allows you to take care of it at a meeting.
Just put it as the responsibility of the elementary chair.
Okay. Cool.
To discuss?
I delegated to the elementary chair to discuss.
All right. Is that seconded?
Second.
All right. All those in favor for the elementary chair to cover the dates and tournament directors for those elementary tournaments? All right. Anyone want to discuss? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. So elementary chair will decide that.
Mike, please apologize to you, Bruce, because I just whipped her up in the bus.
She's okay.
Yeah.
She'll love it.
She'll love it.
No, she's
okay.
Really screaming. She will. No, she's just hardcore.
Are there any other? Is there any other new business?
Did I miss any of the scholarship discussions about like if kids win our league championship and if they're needy, whether we're gonna? I think we said that last time.
I motioned that we create a scholarship meeting this summer so that we can talk about this because I do think it's an important one and I'd like to.
Spend some time on it.
With actual time.
Okay, so
wait.
The motion is to create an SCJFL scholarship committee.
Correct.
To meet this summer to discuss the goings on about that, right?
Yeah, I propose that we talk about scholarships, banquets, and any other kind of league awards or
that the scholarship committee oversees that? Or do you want to call that like an end of the year committee?
Yeah, let's call it that.
All right, so you're proposing an end-of-the-year committee to oversee scholarships, any end-of-the-year awards, and...
Wait, when is this meeting going to be?
Sometime this summer.
I don't know.
So
this summer.
Yes. Yeah. So I think right now he's proposing that the committee be established, and we have not determined a date or who's on that committee yet at all, but just that the committee be established. All right? So that's the motion. Is that seconded?
Second.
All right. All those... Any discussion about that?
How are you going to establish this committee?
How do we vote to establish the committee?
No. How
are you going to pick?
Volunteer.
Well, first we have to establish the committee. So is that's the motion. Is there any discussion about that? Okay. All those in favor of establishing a committee, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, so we will establish the committee. So right. Now we need to figure out who's on.
I motion that that people volunteer to be on that committee.
Okay. Is that seconded?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so would anyone like to volunteer to be on that committee? All right. Ricardo, Matt?
Yeah, it really depends on when you have to meet us.
Yeah, okay, so we'll create an email and ask for dates.
Yeah.
I would like
Hold on, let's stay orderly. Okay. The motion on the floor is to ask for volunteers to be part of the committee. So far, Matt has raised his hand, Ricardo has raised his hand, and Mike has raised his hand, and Ted has raised his hand.
I volunteered as proxy for the
elementary.
Okay, and Denise.
Yeah.
Can you write down all these names? Are you getting... Okay. So, is there any limitation to that? I just want to point that out. Like, we're opening up to anyone who wants to come, essentially.
The
only thing I would say is that I think particularly for the scholarship stuff, it should be socioeconomically sensitive. Is the thing the kids who need the money versus the kids who don't need the money?
Yeah,
that's
that was our goal.
Yeah, one of our kids at Poly was the runner-up for.
I think that's something that could probably be discussed at the meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, any other volunteers? All right. So the committee will be.
Volunteer. Right. Is that possible?
I want John.
why don't you volunteer and then take that up with the committee? If you can't attend, okay. Then you can deal with. With that.
It's okay. I'll just send my input and it'll be taken.
Sure.
We can also.
All right. So the committee members would be Denise, Matt, Ricardo, Mike, and Ted, and John. All right. Do you have all that written down? Because I don't. Okay. I don't want to go to 3 hours.
Ted
in.
And Mike, are you on the committee?
All right. Do I second?
For Ebra, though, right?
I'll be on it.
Second.
All right, so I heard a second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? All right, passes. So, anything else having to do with new business? All right. Yeah, is that a motion? Go ahead.
No, I was trying to be...
Oh, I thought that was a motion. Next up is announcements. Are there any announcements from the league at 12:26 in the morning?
I would like to announce that these meetings should not start at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good announcement. I disagree with that. I think they should start at 5, which is why we're tending to get done. If we started at noon, correct. We'd still be ending at this time. And that was done on purpose. Thank you.
No, we table things and then we don't get back.
We never get back to them. And also, please keep in mind that this meeting had to run long because of the bylaws, right? We did so much work tonight.
It's been a good production.
So before I do close up, I do want to announce, guys, this was the second half, thank you. This meeting was exceptionally long, but we got so much work done tonight. So please, as you go home tonight, I know you're going to be frustrated, but like, this was a huge, huge meeting for this league. And I really want to congratulate everybody for doing just amazing job. Thank you for hanging in here and doing such
thank you for
a rough one.
When can we expect the dates that we discussed, like a chart of them or a summary of them?
There's a summary in the minutes.
That's what I mean.
And if you want a chart, give us a couple.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Just the minutes. When can we expect the minutes?
Well, I have them right here. I'm going to send them in like literally 5 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Minutes should be distributed very quickly.
Yes.
All right. I think unless there are any objections, I should hear a motion to adjourn.
I move to go home.
Motion is to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed.
Nay.
All right. Wait.
Really?
I'm gonna call this again. I'm gonna do it by voice call. The motion is to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. So all those in favor of adjourning for this evening, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed.
Nay.
All right. The motion carries. We adjourn for the night.
It doesn't have to be.
And Ian, you're an asshole for trying to keep us here longer.
Please, I'm going to hold my class.